watch this.
Ripped in half. The Joker and the Devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
About you?
What?
The feedback.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Because you didn't have your headphones on.
Yeah, well, that's not my problem then, is it?
Well, welcome to a screechy episode of Ripped in Half.
Screech is here?
Yeah, he's here.
Dustin Diamond.
It's a very special episode.
Why are you naked?
Is he going to fight somebody? Or is he going to get thick?
He's
going to
fight. He's going to box someone naked. That's what he's going to do.
He's going to box him and then bang him.
This is a sword fight. What's going on?
A fencing match.
Yeah. Well, I'm Eric.
I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
And this is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
And we apologize that you had to listen to this.
Really? You feel that way?
No.
Oh, that's kind of heartbreaking.
I don't know.
We're all apologetic.
My heart's melting now.
Oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're the worst show. We're so sorry.
It's all right.
A thousand apologies.
We die a little inside each week.
Like,
we
if you're somehow recognized one day.
Steve has something die inside of him a little
gonna
every week.
He's going to be all apologetic. Like, you got to lower your head and say, like, yeah, we're really sorry about that. It's like, no, I love it. It's like, no, it's all right. You don't have to,
nice.
Play it up.
He's like,
how much did Wedge pay you?
It's like the people that were in that movie Troll 2.
Yeah, I've seen Troll 2. I chose to forget that movie.
Yeah. Well, it's marked as, like, the worst film ever. And
it is.
Worse than Barney?
Yeah, and when it came out, like, all the actors who were in it, which they all kind of like, yeah, I was in that.
I think they have, like, a special, like, meeting where the people who's from the movie come, and they screen it, and they have, like...
They all come.
Yeah, they actually started doing it. It's garnished. It's, like, a huge cult following. Earlier, I was actually watching a documentary on it. I didn't even know it was about Troll 2.
Oh, yeah, that's why I know
it
from.
Yeah, the best, worst film ever. It's on Netflix, so I was watching it. And, yeah, it was about Troll 2, and how all of a sudden, yeah, it just really blew up. They do special screenings all over the country to the point that they sell out in theaters. It's
people want to watch a bad movie?
Room only. Yeah, because people love it. And to them, it's not a bad film.
Like,
it probably is. They just want to see it.
Hey, how does that work?
It's better than Batman.
They're gonna have shooting
better than Star Wars.
They're gonna have a shooting there pretty soon too.
So I think it's funny because even the clips they showed for it, even I'm like, yeah, this just looks so bad.
Yeah, I've seen it before. After I heard about that and heard about the movie, the documentary, I think it was coming on like HBO for a while, like, over and over again. So I got to watch it. It's like, oh, that's, it's a horrible movie.
So just hearing about it intrigued you enough to want to see what's so bad about this film?
No, it's kind of all happened the same time.
Oh, okay. Because
I've never seen it. To show up.
I'll admit, it has got me to actually want to see this film now just to see how bad it is.
Wait, you just referenced it and never seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
How do you make that reference that starts this conversation?
I've never seen either.
Well,
good. You're not saying anything.
No, you're talking about being apologetic for being on the show. That's how all the cast were when the film came out.
Oh, okay.
It could have been a long story short.
It could have.
But it wasn't.
You could have said, I've never seen the movie.
I haven't yet.
But I heard the cast is, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I just found out about the film today watching the documentary.
Oh, this is why it's also brought up? You just barely discovered about this horrible movie.
Yeah.
That no one cares about.
Yeah.
Do mermaids exist, Jason?
Oh, my God.
I heard about this conversation.
Your wife.
I know.
I don't know who else said it. Like, fuck, it's annoying. What the hell? What channel was this stupid thing on?
Discovery.
Because they're known for factual information now.
Always.
Just like the History Channel.
Well, no, you remember so many years ago when they were finding those weird things washed on the shore, though?
A hater by saying it doesn't exist. That's false information.
No, on Discovery Channel.
No, those weird things that were being washed upon the shore. Nobody.
They called it the Magella Monster or something like that.
Yeah, one was discovered by a 15-year-old. That's what the documentary is about. That's what they're referring to as being the mermaids. Or
fake.
The aquatic apes.
Fake.
Nah, not
fake
though.
And gay. But on YouTube.
These are actually like fucking
but a
things
first he
with fingers
and
shit.
Fake and gay.
Yeah. That's what the documentary was on.
Well, apparently these things have it too.
Nah, those things were like look like little fucking bald raccoons.
I don't know what the hell they were.
They looked like beaks.
I remember the first time I saw the picture like a year ago, and I couldn't make heads or tell what the fuck it was.
Now you know.
It looked gnarly as hell.
Looked like my pet. Jason, what do you think?
It did kind of look like a Muppet.
Looked like a Muppet.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What I think about that?
Yeah.
That mermaids don't exist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
How do you explain Ariel?
The cartoon?
Based on a real story.
Based on a real true story. This is before the documentary, you know that.
I know, but these were discovered a long time ago, though. They recently just decided to talk about it.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was a secret before, huh?
Let's see, the one they captured, they said it died in, like, 2007. So I think it was, like...
It had pictures of it?
It was live.
A video tape?
The Navy. Little kids did. Cell phones weren't even big back then. It was like back when they just like came out, like the little flip, little tiny
2007?
One. No, before that. Didn't it come... Flip cell phones came out, what, like 2003? The camera phones?
Camera phones been around since, yeah, maybe 2000.
I want to say, yeah, like 1999.
Oh,
yeah.
So
camera
phone.
That. A camera
Not that it's a camera phone, but one that records.
No, I still had a green screen in 2000. That was still a new phone.
No, 99, they started going color.
Yeah,
it's when colors were allowed.
Back when you had a free phone. All the Super Elite had a colored one with like only 5 colors on it.
Yeah.
Got my Nokia.
Those are great phones, man. You can drop those things in the fucking water and bring them back up. They're still good.
Nokia's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raise them from the dead.
I still have mine.
I still have one, too.
My charger and everything.
I have one. I have a Sprint one and an AT&T one. And
someday I'll be worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we just play like the waiting phone. Game.
I'll pay $1 million just to play Snake.
No, you can make your own ringtone with that little like ringtone creator.
Oh, yeah.
With all the musical notes.
You don't get buttons like this anymore.
I just push random numbers. Mine sound like I fell in the water. It's been my ringtone.
Bubbly fart.
Well, had you not dropped it in the toilet to begin with?
No, you drop it in the toilet.
No, I only risk dropping in the toilet now because they have porn on phones.
He's like, what do I say?
Back then, it wasn't really a risk.
You could leave
your phone in another room and not care because there's nothing to do on it besides get calls and texts.
And you had to still unlock it, too. Mine had a lock. People didn't even know how to unlock it these days. Back then.
Mine didn't have a lock on it.
They're like, what the fuck's a pound? Pounding.
Yeah, I remember that.
Green?
Oh, the hashtag button?
Or they also had it, the two top side buttons.
Yeah.
You had to first hit the one that says unlock and then go over here and hit OK. And then, are you sure? Yes.
And then you had to sign a contract.
Before you can unlock your phone.
And do a backflip.
A little syringe pops out. You know, you had to take a blood sample.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then penis sample.
Then you had to flash it.
You got to pee.
And check your insulin.
So, Jason, how was Comic-Con?
Yes, I did
go to
Comic-Con.
That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was done. I said it's
good
great.
Story.
And, like, he's... All right, we're done with that. Let's move along now.
Cool story, bro.
Moving along.
Hey, Jason, what's Comic-Con?
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah. That's only a local reference.
For the 125,000 who got to go and the millions who didn't. Comic-Con is an annual Comic-Con convention. It's held in San Diego.
Comic-Con's an annual Comic-Con convention.
Yeah, I like that. It's also held in other cities, but no one gives a shit about it. Like right now, it's in Denver. There's also one in L.A. There's also one in New York.
Chicago.
No one cares about
those. Well, isn't the L.A. one from the Stan Lee one?
The Stan Lee convention?
Yeah.
It's probably an actual convention dedicated to Stan Lee.
This is like Comic-Con.
Like, I saw a guy dressed like Stan Lee. What?
That's great.
It did it pretty well, too. He looked just like him.
Huh.
Only he's young.
She gets all
with
gray
hair. But he'd walk like an old man, like all hunched and like walking slow the whole time.
He's all peeing his pants while he's walking.
He had a catheter.
He's like, I'm the Spider-Man 3 Stan Lee.
What was his cameo on 3?
I don't remember.
Oh, he's like...
I never saw the whole movie.
Oh, Spider-Man 3? I have no idea. They were just so stupid that I just couldn't pay attention.
What was it? When I watched the new Spider-Man...
Evil Spider-Man! That's ridiculous.
He does have a cameo on the new Spider-Man, too. And still
I thought
no
he
one
rescued
noticed.
Him in the third
He didn't?
One.
He did have... In the new Spider-Man, he has a cameo, too.
What
no
is
noticed.
It? Because I don't really care to see the movie, so...
Oh, he was working in the library. He's a librarian, and like all this fighting's going on in the background, but he has headphones on, so he can't hear a thing. And so he's just putting books, like checking books and putting them away. And the whole time, this huge fight's happening. It's just getting knocked over.
He's
windows
a
broken.
School librarian?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I would put him in a cameo. Like, I would have Stan Lee being like in Batman. Do a cameo in Batman. I think that'd be funny.
I don't think they'd allow that.
Yeah, they could. Be fine.
That doesn't matter, because So pretty soon all the Marvel movies are going to have fucking singing and dancing because Disney's going to tell them to do it.
Yeah.
Bollywood Marvel movies.
That'd work if they could do that for Teen Titans. Like a Teen Titans movie, and they have singing in it. It'd work out perfect. Millions of dollars right there. They should have me make these movies.
Actually, they should make a Teen Titans movie.
With singing and dancing.
That'd be good.
And 3D, too.
Yeah.
And kill
Teen Titans, step up.
Then kill Robin, so he'll never grow up.
Yes, but I spent, five glorious days in San Diego.
Robin and Cyborg.
It was fantastic.
They have teen sex in the movie.
Some Teen Titans.
Robin suddenly has sex with Starfire. Starfire is her name, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Starfire.
I said all confident again.
Starfire. Chief, you're confident, you know. So what'd you do at Comic-Con there, buddy?
The first day, got there, got my, checked in the apartment. Badge.
That hippie chick or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, there's this website where people rent out their fucking apartments for Comic-Con weekend. Or just any time they're into want to take a vacation. And, like, I met her to go get the key before I went to go pick up my ticket. And she's, like, really laid-back, like, beach surfer.
So you rented out a room from a chick's house?
Rented her whole apartment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The dirty underwear is free, too.
Gotcha.
Couldn't find any. Everything's clean.
Yeah.
I know.
What kind of hippie is that?
Not really hippie.
She took all her dirty clothes.
More like a beach bum, I guess. Right?
Yeah, she did sound like very like that surfer beach type person. Everything was all like interesting, no matter what I said.
All right.
Oh
cool.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Did she go like this a lot?
Oh yeah.
What?
Where did she stay?
Fuck if I know. She said she's still in San Diego.
She's staying in the.
So I guess she's like you just rent your apartment out for like a couple days and you just crash at her friend's
house. She slept on the beach.
Fully furnished.
Furnished, yeah.
And they're not worried that kitchen, someone's going to make off with their shit.
She made a reference to that. It's like yeah, like here's all this, here's that. You know, here's the key. Like, you can sell all my stuff if you want. I was like, I laughed. Like, haha. Like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. It's like, no, seriously. And she said to me after I said that, after
said,
I laughed
she
at
said
her,
you could steal all the stuff.
I guess. Didn't really have
it. She probably has insurance or something on it if she wants.
I was thinking
it wasn't even her place. It belongs to, like,
someone else.
Her ex is out of town and she rented out his apartment.
It's just a big scam.
You know what she just said? She said, well, you can stay here too if you want. See where it went from there.
Is pantry fully furnished for you?
She didn't really have a lot. I actually she hardly stays at all.
She had crumbs and shit.
They had like fruit there that was kind of going bad in the fridge.
Did she have she
no
at least
microwave?
Have,
that really pissed me off.
She have an Arm & Hammer in there?
No, I did not see that.
Oh. Baking soda, not to keep it fresh.
I should have bought some for her.
No
cable though, no internet.
Really? That's horrible.
She had a whole thing full of movies with her for like watching.
They're all old movies. VHS and shit. They're all still VHS. She at least have
like, I was looking for something in the house, so I pretty much rummaged through
everything. She at least have an LED or LCD?
Yeah, she had a flat screen. Oh, okay. Like a 22-inch
flat screen. You're like, oh, yeah. Let's watch these movies and have to put it in. Ah, oh, fuck.
I don't even know if there was a DVD player.
You rummaged through her shit?
Huh?
You rummaged through her shit?
Yeah, because first thing I needed was an iron.
Sex toys and
I was looking for an iron and a coat hanger.
she has a wood block. She has a wood block and you know the stove and that's how they thought you closed.
At some point, I thought that's all she had because I went through all the chores and I couldn't find it. I was like, I wonder if she does have that.
You go to one room. It's all professional. It's just steam cleaner and all that shit.
No, I didn't find the iron until like almost the last day I was there. I found it in a cupboard.
Yeah, because
something else completely different.
Jason's very paranoid about ironing his shirts.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I just threw everything in the bag. Everything was wrinkled.
You're in about that. About ironing your shirts and then fucking lint brushing them? Or lint rolling them?
Actually, normally I'd not. You just know that from Vegas. And plus, it's Vegas. I'm going out somewhere.
No, he has one in the car he pulls out. Like,
I don't have one in the car.
Yeah, you did.
He's got.
Did you steal it?
He has a portable sticky buddy.
Maybe.
I have a sticky.
He had a sticky.
I just carry that big one around.
So, what'd you see at Comic-Con?
Lots and lots of people. Comic books and toys.
Really?
People in
nerds.
Costume.
She pointed at him and said, nerd!
Skinny kids, fat kids, kids who climb on rocks.
Any hot chicks?
Yeah.
But you didn't talk to him.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's all, nerd.
Exactly how we know. Were you there with me?
Gosh.
I'm like goofy.
Yeah. Well, tell everyone your secret
you like
about
Comic-Con.
Come
wait in line with us?
You want to give her a secret?
No.
How you pay for Comic-Con?
How do I pay for Comic-Con? Yeah. Everyone does that.
Well, it's a trade secret.
Keep it on. No, it's not. It's widely known throughout the internet.
He sells himself.
Yep. That's just to pay for the ticket. That's not later. That's not for like pay for expenses.
So what'd you see there? Like would you go to the booths?
No, what panels?
Oh, panels. There you go.
Oh, good wording.
Thank you.
Good name drop, panels. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. That's what he's called in the biz.
Uh-huh. The biz.
The biz. I saw the Dexter panel.
Yeah.
Which was disappointing.
Really?
The only thing worth watching it for was the teaser. The teaser they did.
Does it look like an interesting season?
Oh, yeah, it does. It's like the first 2 minutes of the first episode.
And you rape
the
ball.
But then you have to hear people's questions. And the Michael C. Hall is actually really good with people asking stupid questions. He's done that, I guess, for years. Because always the same question is going to come up. And I've heard it in the past, like,
Mike C. Hall.
I'm going to go back to 6 feet under.
People will mention 6 feet under. That's one of them.
He's like,
one of them is like, are you anything like your character?
And he's like, I'll fucking kill you.
And it was like, it's always some dumb girl says it. And then like, he always has a smart answer, but he doesn't come off like a smart ass. Like, you mean like a murderer? Maybe he's just astounded every time. He's like, why do people think I'm a murderer?
He's like, yes, I'm a good family man.
But like, yeah, this year was another variation of that same exact question. Plus another thing with 6 feet under.
Okay, so
I do collect knives.
I should have went to the Mystery Science Theater one.
So I have an example then, based off what you're talking about. The episode of Family Guy when Stewie goes to the Star Trek convention, and everyone's asking questions, has nothing to do with Star Trek, girl, stupid questions. Stewie's getting pissed off because he can't ask his one question. Is that what Comic-Con's like?
I've never been in line to ask a question, but there's a lot of stupid questions. Usually, it is
no.
Relevant.
I'm talking about the actual panel question.
How much wood would you chuck, Mr. Seahawk?
Right there at the panel.
Yeah, Mr. Norris.
So it's like that, where there's just really stupid questions that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, someone occasionally, like maybe one of
this
10 questions.
This was something. They actually had the panel for Resident Evil 6 that you can play the game.
I know.
The game was on the floor. The panel you could actually.
Yeah, the game was on the floor.
You could watch gameplay
and Halo 4 as well.
Yeah, they had Halo 4 on the panel.
And I told him, you know where I'd be. Told him what.
Well, you'd either be in the Xbox station or the PlayStation station, or you go to the next hotel.
Fuck PlayStation.
And you go to the Nintendo one, it's all just nothing but Nintendo games.
The Nintendo one, there's like no one there.
It's rolling tumbleweed.
Yeah,
well, there's two Nintendo ones. There's one, it's all DS games, and there's one, a whole thing just dedicated to Nintendo games.
Did they have.
I think that was at the other hotel. I didn't go to that hotel.
All right, so continue with your panels.
What other panel did I see? A lot of panels I didn't get to see because fucking line's so
DS
crazy.
Adventure.
What?
I said the Tumbleweed DS Adventure.
I love that game. It's a button masher, though.
Did you get to see Matt Smith? Was he there again?
He was there. I didn't go to the Doctor Who, no. But he was, I think.
I figured you'd have been at the Nerdist.
He was at the Nerdist panel.
Yeah.
But it was for the Nerdist TV channel. That was at Comic-Con.
Okay.
Not the TV channel. The YouTube channel.
The show?
The YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Jewel of the Ball?
The Masquerade Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Was it good?
It was all right.
What's the best costume you've seen there?
Fuck, I forgot everything. I was only glad because that's the one day they sell beer.
What a jacket.
Yeah, he'd make a really good reporter.
$10?
Huh?
$10?
For a beer? No, it was like $4.
Really?
Yeah.
How big?
I was talking to the bartender. He's like, damn, I wish they did this throughout the entire convention. He's like, well, last year they did. They had a bar way at the end that no one really knew about or went to.
Jason, they're alone.
He's like, oh,
Mr.
I know,
bartender.
I was disappointed when I heard that. But they sell beer and they have food out for people, and you can watch it either in the hall, but you have to get tickets, or outside. That's where they have TVs where you can watch it and get food.
Watch what?
The Masquerade Ball.
Oh. Just watch people fucking out there.
Now, while you were there,
these guys weren't shut.
No one's dancing. They're all scared of each other.
Anybody ever talk about the chick who got killed?
Oh, yeah, there's always some mention of that. Someone talks about it online or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Tuesday.
Somebody
days
died,
before,
man.
Yeah, a couple days before Comic-Con, a chick who was camping out waiting for the Twilight panel got hit by a car and died crossing the street.
She deserved it.
It's her fault.
It is. No one really cared because the Twihard died.
She's like, that's what she gets for being the only person out there.
Yeah.
No, tell me about it. I have seen the films, and I don't get the whole Twihard thing. I don't.
Tell Twihard.
I don't understand it.
You should read the books.
You have a Twihard now?
No. But what?
The books are better than the movies, Steve. Gosh. Don't you know anything?
I can't imagine by much. The movies suck.
So how many of them have you watched?
I've seen the first three.
Gay.
Isn't that all
well,
of them?
Well, you know what? At least, you know.
No, they have two more coming out.
I've only got
one more coming out in theaters.
You know, I did see two Underground editions, but I'm not going to talk about those. And
bootleg directors.
These autographs didn't come from anywhere. But
no, I am going to finish out the series since I've already watched them. It's one of those, when you start a series, for me, I have to kind of.
Well, then you get to have an opinion since you watched them. Have you seen them?
I did it with Feast.
That's true.
I did it with Feast.
At least you have an opinion.
You don't get to have an opinion if you haven't watched them.
I don't have an opinion of them.
I've seen the first one.
I just never watched them.
And I fell asleep, so I have an opinion for the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah, dude, the first one is the worst one. I can at least give it this for the films.
The credits, the opening credits.
That's great.
I can give it this for the films. They do get better in the second and third one, and the only thing that makes it better is the inclusion of the werewolves.
Gay.
Did you cry?
No.
Did you cry?
I almost cried from pain.
He's mesmerized.
But. There's so much fucking teen melodrama that goes on in this film. Nobody changes expressions whatsoever.
Since the guy reads 17.
Nobody what?
Changes expressions whatsoever. I think out of the two, I watched both of the second and third one a couple days ago, and out of the two, I've only twice seen anybody's facial expression change.
Was it sexy
and
hot?
That was once per film.
Did you watch the new one? That new one? The
Breaking
sex scene?
Dawn, I haven't watched that yet. Oh. No, it's not so much sexy.
I like it says
yet. It's
like he does plan on it.
I'm going to. It's supposed to be a brutal.
Why?
I'm already naked for it.
Because I've seen the others.
So you could stop.
I'm like that too. If I see one, I watch the movie
and I know there's more, I have to watch them.
Oh, please.
And it sucks. Which, you know, it's terrible because I did that with Feast. I saw the first Feast. Not a bad movie. Watch Feast 2, fucking terrible.
It's like Cocoon.
And I knew the third one was going to be the same as the second, and I still forced myself to watch
it. It's like Leprechaun. You got to watch them all, and you just cringed every time.
Yeah,
I've never watched them all.
Really?
I think I'm missing one or two.
But you're a weirdo.
Not number one or number two, just
you really
two or three, actually.
I've never seen Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Have you seen Leprechaun Back to the Hood?
No, I haven't.
I didn't know they had that.
Yes, they do. But on this Twilight thing with the chick who got hit.
What rappers in that movie?
Two things came to my mind with it. First off, you know she was 53 years old?
What?
Ooh. The Twilight who got hit and killed was 53 years
old. That's a diehard
fan. Understandable. Why she couldn't get out of the way in time.
I found a trailer for
got a bad hit.
And the other thing is, okay. They actually put that in this week's Entertainment Weekly. In the news section for, like, death, pubic court, and all that. It's usually all about celebrities who's died, you know, who's had children,
who's going to divorce,
all that.
She is famous now.
Okay, no, but what strikes me is...
You say the chick who died at Comic-Con, you know.
No, this was strikes
me. Not by name,
now. If they went ahead and listed her, some chick who got hit by a car waiting for a Twilight panel, then... All the members who died in the Aurora, Colorado shooting, are they going to, because it's at the Batman screening, are they going to list all them next week?
No, that's because
there's not enough room for that.
Oh, so, you know, because she's a 53-year-old Twihard, she gets...
Because that's a lot easier. On a stupid magazine, they're not going to give her dedicated
a whole
easier. Page.
Do they have a picture of her?
No.
Was she hot?
Is that black and white picture of her?
She hot?
No, that's actually Celeste.
That's back when she was younger.
So 1960s.
She was not a bad looking woman.
That's the only photo
that.
We have of her on file. Maybe she used to be famous.
Yeah,
back in her heyday.
That's actually what she looks like.
Sitting in line.
Okay. I remember her name and age.
That's the only you didn't even say her name.
That magazine, and you did. You just called her the chick
who died. God bless her.
You're right.
She'll be remembered always, just like the other nameless 12 people who died.
Gisella Gagliardi. That was
That's
her name.
Great
oh,
name.
God. She deserves
it. She sounds like she's from fucking Jersey.
No,
she sounds like she's from Germany.
From the time when that picture was taken.
I do
That's where names like that existed.
Let me see the picture.
The picture they're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not of her.
Oh.
The picture they're talking about
that's
of
making fun
of Celeste Holm.
It's of her daughter in black and white.
That's Celeste Holm.
Celeste Homeless, more like it.
Now it's not funny now, though.
Wah, wah, wah. So Comic-Con was great.
You know, here we're
sold some stuff,
Comic-Con.
Made some money.
I just happened to look down.
All right.
And, on Wedge's
good.
Table, he's got a...
Cosplay?
A cosplay. Card.
All right.
He's got a.
With an ugly chick on it.
Yeah, there's one ugly ass.
Is someone cosplay? Is that someone in cosplay?
He's got
one ugly
as a fat ugly chick.
Yes.
He's got a LARP battle coming on, so he's got to get prepared.
I see Roach is trying to get in the LARPing.
Roach is trying to get into this. What are you talking about?
So that's part of that, that's the only thing he could possibly maybe do and still come out like, how'd you get hurt?
I was in an epic sword battle. Evil wizard.
I saved it from the castle.
That's what she looks like, folks. The fat Lara Croft.
I battled a knight.
It was not only a knight, it was a dark knight.
And I chopped off his head.
A little 52 let me grab the rest of mohawk.
I was all out of foam. It was just me and him.
And that's when I just raised my hands and said,
lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
Is that how that works?
I don't know.
I don't know if you have magic in this game. But yes, I imagine it does. It probably does.
That's great.
You have the carry fairy dust with you? You carry, it's just confetti.
Hi-ya, hi-ya. Oh, God, now I'm a frog.
You have confetti poppers in your wrist.
I know, so there's a LARPing thing called Amp Guard that, yes, that's how it works.
Really?
Yeah, you pretty much you have foam with little trailers behind you, and you just throw them. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Yeah.
You know what would be great?
How many do you have?
As many as you can.
I think I might participate.
The bigger, the better?
I think I might participate in Pokemon LARPing. That'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool, like if your dog would attack. It's like a cockfight.
I set my dog on fire. Have it come at you.
Roostick, I choose you.
I'd rather set a cat on fire than a dog. So,
well, when you come back, we'll set a cat on fire.
Since Jason has 50 cats, we can use his.
Maybe we'll hear more about Comic-Con. Maybe we'll move on. We come back. This is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Peace, nigga.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators. They have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network. What is the Wedge Radio Show, you ask? Oh, you didn't ask? Well, the Wedge Radio Show is basically the radio show that is completely honest. It's the show that tells you how it is and cuts the crap out of our daily lives. It's the show that shows what life really is. The one-shot crapshoot. Just by going to WedgeRadio.net, you are ensuring a better life for yourself. And if you think I'm being a little overdramatic, well, yeah, kind of.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Why?
I know
you love this song.
God,
love
no. Song.
Shuffle them titties,
Steve. It's his ringtone.
That's whenever you call. Which you don't.
The picture of the group is also his screensaver. And they're in their underwear.
Steve's photoshopping it.
He's photoshopped himself in the picture.
in underwear. He's got holes in his underwear and shit. A little yellow.
A little flash animation of him dancing to it.
They all jumped into Steve underwear.
Here's the pivotal part.
I don't know. Never heard a song before.
I don't know. Pump it up, DJ.
Man, that's a long.
Yeah, that's a long build-up.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the party rocket, apparently.
That was very lackluster.
Oh, is that what it is?
You gotta love
party
the
black. I can see in your face party you're fighting anthem. To from busting out dancing.
You gotta love the Black Eyed Peas.
Like people like listen to like what? Not that band with the ex old stripper in it.
What, the one who pisses?
You do not talk about Fergie like that.
It's like a beat up 40-year-old stripper.
Ferguson.
She has a great body though.
I knew her father.
Oh, okay, Darth.
Her father.
Oh, okay.
He was my gym coach.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ferguson?
That's why you look so great.
Yeah.
Ferguson from Frank. Clisser Explains It All.
Yeah. I know a couple Fergusons, too.
What's your favorite?
He's trying to get this fucking label off the bottle.
He's going
to tear
it.
This is your, like, what, fifth attempt?
Some
now?
Of them tear, some of them. Ah, oh, fuck, I wasn't paying attention. It stuck. See? Only some of them come off.
Here's an idea. Leave the bottle in the sun and peel it off.
Wait, what's he doing?
Our sponsor, Sailor Jerry.
You know what? That's a good idea. I think the last time I peeled one off, it was outside for a while, and then I peeled it off. So
these bottles come with a temporary tattoo in the back.
No, it's not a tattoo. It's just like
it's
a picture. No.
It's not a tattoo?
I always thought it was a tattoo.
No.
Then what's the fucking point?
Oh, okay. It's a picture of one of his tattoo styles.
It made sense that it was a tattoo because, like, the guy was a tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah. Since everyone's
each bottle.
Since 5-year-olds fucking drink this.
It's not a temporary tab.
Since 5-year-olds drink rum.
It would have made sense if it was a temporary tattoo.
Would you wear it?
Yeah. It was a cool one.
Look at it. I can make her dance.
Go get some of that
long sleeves
in the summer. Go get some of that zebra gum.
So, what do you think of Total Recall?
What? Yeah, go for it. What I think of Total Recall?
Mm-hmm.
The original is really good.
I think the new one looks just exactly like the original.
I heard it's not Mars.
No, it's not. It's all on Earth.
Stupid.
I think it's like, but it looks like the same movie though.
It's not
supposed
to be on Mars. It's supposed to.
It looks like the same exact movie.
He has to get his ass to Mars. So it does start on Earth from the first one.
But the whole movie's.
I think
on
it looks like the same movie, just different graphics.
so it's a remake. It's a part.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the exact same movie, just different graphics.
Kind of. The general plot
I like that
in this
face
one.
When he says stuff like that.
No, the general plot in this one.
Technically, you're right, but I'm going to clarify this for you.
No, I guess the general plot in this one, as I understand, is Colin Farrell was like this big resistance leader or something.
You know what's funny about Colin Farrell? It sounds like a funny name.
It does.
It sounds like he'd be a comedian.
I keep wanting to say
actor.
Colin Ferguson every time I say it.
Sound like he'd be a comedian, not a serious actor.
That's the name
Ferguson.
Of a wild dog. Colin Farrell.
But I guess his memory was erased and everything by the opposition, and they set him up with his fake life and his wife that's, you know, not really his wife but supposed to be watching him. And when he
that
goes,
sounds like Total Recall.
Yeah. And when he goes to recall,
so
he
what's
ends
the difference to what he just said?
When he goes to recall, he gets his memories back and starts with the resistance again.
His wife's black. That's the difference.
Recall. In the original recall, he was one of the bad guys who had his mind wiped so the resistance couldn't get to him. Once he realized who he really was, he didn't want to go back to being that Doug Quaid and fought with the resistance.
You see how hot his wife was?
He's not even. He's still in the machine. I think at the end of the original one, he was.
No.
Yeah.
No, at the end of the original one, they freed the oxygen on Mars.
Yeah, but then
Schwarzenegger and the black chick lived.
Fake.
The other dude died.
All that is
and
fake.
The movie ends with them squeezing together and kissing and everyone's breathing and that's how it ends.
Orgy. Eyeballs almost popping out. Wait, are you saying
the
ending where he was in the machine
damn
the entire
graphic.
Time? Their eyeballs?
Yeah, that whole friggin'
that
everything fucking
thing that
popping out. That was crazy looking.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Pull that up on YouTube.
It's like Beetlejuice eyeballs.
It's just the sound they make while they're doing it.
They go like this. So, did you like Batman, Steve?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, we just.
Okay.
Now we're back.
Here's a question I asked Jason.
We just saw Batman,
so answer
spoilers
to me.
All the way around. So turn this off now.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
We'll try not to spoil too much.
No, we're going to spoil it.
Here we go.
I'll tell you the last 15 minutes right now.
We're going back in time.
That's not actual claymation.
That was real.
That was real, yeah.
You can tell it's real by that picture next to it.
They squeeze his groin just so we do that.
Someone started to shove the finger.
That's
why
the face he made when he made.
Well, you know what's funny You know what's funny thing about I watched on Louis. He's like, why can't everyone do an Arnold Schwarzenegger imitation, but he can't fucking he can't do a imitation about a fucking American doing a good job.
Wah wah, because he fucked up that whole fucking punchline.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I should have just punched you and then it'd been funnier.
yeah, it would have been better.
I just, get it.
Just saved it, like, and then I jerked off. And that's how my Comic Con story ended.
But okay, here's a question I asked Jason. He can answer me. Did you like it better than The Dark Knight?
Deader.
I have to think about that, actually.
That's
how I felt.
I like The Dark Knight better.
But I've already thought about it, so.
I like The Dark Knight better.
I think what I told Tim on Facebook is the right answer. It's not better than Dark Knight. It's equal to or above Begins.
I didn't find anything wrong with Begins either. I can agree with that.
And so, like, it's a solid movie.
I can agree with that, but it's still not better than Dark Knight.
I'm not disappointed anyway.
I'm not. Except for that, we'll get to that. We'll get to the few things that we have to point out about this movie.
Time where all those people died.
Okay,
that's irrelevant. And it was old news.
It was bound to happen.
I would say I kind of like it.
You could have been in any theater.
Equal
movie.
On par. With the
oh
Dark
Knight. No!
Steve always has to have the.
Just because I want to be different.
He always has to have the different opinions.
No,
opposing opinions. Go against the norm.
Explain yourself, because we know you're going
to. I think they're equally just as great. They seem like very two different styles.
The movie
of film,
took
though.
The Dark Knight Rises just took too long to build up to what it was going.
I kind of liked that.
It was too long of a movie.
Yeah, the idea is.
People said that about Dark Knight too. Yeah. They said, like, you could chop up the last 15 minutes of that movie.
I liked
the build up in it and how it took him a bit to become Batman again. Because the idea is he hasn't been Batman for 8 years.
Yeah, okay.
So he's got to kind of
more
get back
spoilers just coming out. Man, have you seen this, Wedge?
No. That's
you planned.
That's not spoiler, right?
Yeah, well, you better clench your cheeks because
that part's not spoiler. Would you like to leave the room while we just tell you everything?
Sure. Even before the movie came out, everybody, you know,
Christian Bale always wanted this excuse to leave the room while we do the show.
Christian Bale, all of them have stated this way is 8 years later.
Okay, we're just gonna wait for him to leave before I tell him how.
Yeah. They,
so just
how
Batman
everybody dies.
Okay.
The last 15 minutes, Batman's beat the fuck up. He's fucking crawling. He's walking up to fucking Bane, just barely on his knees. And he's fucking unzips his pants and starts blowing him for the last 15 minutes
of the movie.
Don't kill
me.
All it is just.
Okay, one thing.
Do you believe this is gonna save your life, Mr. Wayne?
One thing I didn't like about this Batman. Too many.
It's the same Batman. Oh,
no,
I thought you meant the movie.
Movie
not the
yeah, too,
after I've blown my.
He's still
load,
doing that voice.
It was a little more corny. It was a little too corny for me.
To go with yours. After I've blown my load, Mr. Wayne. Then you have my permission to die.
But it was a little.
If we put a filter on his voice, it would sound like it.
The acting was not as good as The Dark Knight.
Because of that one scene?
No, not because of one scene. Because in general, and like it was.
In what
there
way?
Was a lot of ridiculous things in there in that movie, though.
Oh, because some things. I think some things were just taken as jokes.
You think?
Like those lines that we were laughing at. Not everybody laughed at it, but
it's like just the things they did.
I have no memory of these lines.
Like me and Jason were talking about. Like I like how he just fucking his vertebrae just got popped in. He just learned to walk, but yet he can fucking fall from a rope that fucking snaps in his stomach and able to do that three fucking times.
Who barely learned to walk?
Yeah,
and you're only allowed to try to climb that thing.
It doesn't damage his fucking the internals or nothing.
Well,
like
no,
you only get a chance once.
You're Batman. You're not superhuman.
Well, no. Okay, after he fucked up that time, he's got to train more. He knows that. No, it's not that, he just barely learned to walk and did it again. All that shit happens in the course of like 6 months.
Even a back injury, your fucking vertebrae is popped out.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they showed that to you.
And you're fucking...
I did too.
Okay, he's falling 20, 30 feet?
It's just a rope. It's not
a fucking
bungee cord.
Yeah, a rope that fucking
you could
pulls
break your
back.
Ribs fucking getting yanked like that.
That was one thing.
And you have a bruise across your stomach.
Yeah, that was one thing I was like, not even just breaking ribs. You could snap your back that way.
Yeah, I thought he was going to, man. The first guy looked like he snapped his fucking back.
I admit, even that one, that was like one big thing. Even where I'm like,
You should be in pain. It'd be like a week of recovery just from that, and then you start training. Right. Like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But a guy coming back from a back injury.
Oh, do you
getting yanked like that? No.
You think Bane died?
Yes.
I don't think he died.
That was a stupid way to die. That was upset.
No, I think he got shot by a rocket. Back. By I don't think he died.
Get shot with a rocket by Catwoman? Okay. That was stupid.
You're talking about bullets that can blow up cars.
It wasn't
and
even a bullet. It was a fucking. It was a rocket.
It's an explosion.
That shit was a rocket.
No, it's not.
And
a rocket.
It threw him back like 30 feet.
No, it was just. It was one of the fucking bullets from the gun mounts on the fucking.
It was a rocket.
It was a rocket. Shot his ass.
Also, when he was the first chase scene, you know, when I got the DUI.
Okay, the thing. I know we're bashing on it, but it was a great movie in general.
These are just
flaws.
These are flaws we saw, and like these are just funny things I thought too. Like, well, how's that going to happen? But you know, it's a movie. It doesn't matter.
There was another thing I was really curious about that. Okay, because you were talking about the chase scene when he backs him into the alley and then takes off in the bat.
When did he park that?
Yeah. Okay.
Who didn't walk in the alley and saw like this?
He knew he was going to go exactly that fucking route.
Well, not even that. I understand.
That makes sense.
I understand in the second one. No, I understand in the second one.
He leaves where he wants to go.
Yeah.
In the tumbler, he had the pod built into it where he can eject, you know, the wheels and become that. At what point did he ever modify the bat to where it can hold the bat pod?
And
when he's working on for the autopilot.
You never see anything parked on it, because if you look from the bottom of it, it's very bare structure, and there's no room
inside
for it.
Where he let the fucking bike and jump on that, because the bike wasn't on that fucking thing, and then all of a sudden he's in a fucking crate that he gives the fucking Catwoman.
You know, he left the helicopter on a roof, but somehow the bike's in some storage.
Yeah, he left the helicopter on a roof, and no one's seen it because it had a fucking camo cover over it. that didn't even go with the fucking environment. It was like a leaf camo.
That's like, you ever seen Cheech and Chong Nice Dreams, and they had that fucking, they're growing weed, but all I have is a tarp.
The tarp
shaped like a pool.
Yeah.
But okay, and another thing me and Jason said when what's her name died?
Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yeah.
Talia.
Yes.
Worst death scene ever.
Yeah, the way she just dies, it's one, why is she dead?
The impact
of what? What killed her?
Commissioner Gordon's back there.
It didn't even show her legs crushed or anything.
Blown back.
He should have been fucked up worse than her.
She's in a seatbelt.
I did.
He should have had his head gashed open, fucking arm, legs crushed.
At first I thought she's paralyzed, because that's why she's all slumped like that.
Yeah.
But still not to die.
No, yeah.
She died.
She wasn't in pain. They're talking to her like she's like, oh,
the Gordon,
okay,
Gordon
sick, right?
The Gordon thing, even, I was like, okay, I didn't get that.
He'd be
but
in
hers,
pain.
I do understand.
And he just got out of the hospital.
Because you even see her body flopping around as it comes down almost a straight
but she's
impact.
Not even, she's not
the
even
T-2000
pain.
Survived that. Remember when he went off the bridge
he's
in that fucking truck?
She's not even in pain.
You don't want to come back.
No, you don't.
You're going to be
she's
ruined.
Not, she's not even in pain in that fucking scene.
She was probably paralyzed.
Okay. I thought we were stealing stuff.
That shit that made funny. Like, I can't feel my legs, but you're all gonna
I have
die.
No legs. She starts singing that out of nowhere.
Then she's dying, thinking that she reached her goal.
I was singing for a bigger
Would that
scene
not
of,
be your happy thing?
All I can say is the longest 45 minutes of that fucking movie life. That well, bomb did not want to explode, I tell you that much.
45 minutes for you.
Again,
5 months for the
guy. I like how there's 3 minutes left. They're sitting there. Well, you know what? I'm doing this because of that. Well, hold on, Bond. You're not going to explode yet. I got to say this. I got to get this off my chest before I go rescue the city.
A lot happened in that 3 minutes before he had to take off and still get into the
I got
to
get this off my chest before I rescue this. Gotham, you can wait. Hold on.
Your whole plan like a Bond villain.
Yeah, it's like...
You know, Parrish actually made that reference afterwards. He did it on Facebook. He's like...
I didn't read it because I thought it might be a spoiler.
He put on there... Kind of weakish plot. Very Bond-like villain and plot. But overall, a great movie.
You know what I was going to put on Facebook? I'm going to put... Batman can survive a fight with Superman, but he can't survive a nuclear explosion. Just to ruin it for everybody.
Did you want to say that when walking out the theater?
I did want to say that.
People standing in line for the next
movie. I wanted to do a Simpsons scene.
I had an uncle who did that when he was a kid at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Are you sure you're not confusing that with the Simpsons?
No, my uncle actually did
Simpsons
this.
Simpsons did it.
no. My uncle actually did this.
Did he do this? Is this a story he told you, or this has happened in front of you?
His mother told me this.
He's like, well, I was watching The Simpsons one day.
It's a Simpsons story.
No, he straight walked out.
It was based on the true story.
Straight walked out of the theaters. I can't believe Vader's Luke's father. Right past the fucking line of everybody waiting for it.
That's exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened on Simpsons.
That's because that's happened to many people. My uncle actually did that.
I don't believe him. He's a lying son of a bitch.
And then years later, Matt... What's the guy from fucking...
Matt Groening?
Yeah. He heard him that day.
I was there.
And then created that scene on The Simpsons.
I was there.
They are from Oregon, and that's where Matt Groening's from. Who knows?
Probably was. He's probably the guy... He was the guy in line saying,
he's a little bastard. Then he beat the shit out of your uncle, but he didn't tell you that part of the story.
I have an idea for an episode. It's like... Martin Homer coming out of the theater.
But overall, it was a good movie.
It's like, where'd you get the idea?
I like the continued use of Scarecrow.
But you know,
yes, what? That made me, I was fucking excited. I think it just got like it's really cool.
You know what? As good as the ending was, I think it was so useless. It's just such a fucking letdown, that ending.
I thought it was perfect.
I thought it was a great ending. Yeah. But he's right. Because they're not going to continue.
Rebooting the
they're not going to. They were not meant to. This was the last one.
They're not going to make a sequel.
That ending's such a teaser,
but they're not.
Though.
They're going to reboot it again.
It's just so disappointing. Yeah. It's disappointing.
I thought it was perfect. It was the perfect...
I'd rather them not boot it. Just start, like, we already know the origin.
Well, I think they're
going to... I think they're going to make everyone hate fucking Batman just for that reason.
I think the whole point of the rebooting is to do what Marvel did to make Avengers. Because DC wants to do justice.
I thought Bane was a great character.
Yeah.
Oh, great Tom job. Hardy was phenomenal. Yes.
And what's her name for Catwoman? She actually did a really good
Anne
job.
Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah. She actually... A lot of people were angry that she was going to be Catwoman, but she did a great job.
Yeah.
I wasn't angry, but I was a little...
She's a Princess Diary. Now she's a Catwoman.
I was intrigued.
No, because you've seen her in Havoc when she's naked, blowing the guys and shit.
But no, she was fucking great.
I haven't seen that one. No,
you've never seen Havoc.
No. She was so hot as Catwoman. Oh man, nah.
She was hot as Catwoman.
I had a couple butter scenes in there. So,
No, she did great, and
the damn good outfit. Yeah,
I will freely admit, Alfred almost brought tears to my eyes
when he's crying at the thing.
Yes, the emotion that Michael Caine actually put into that scene.
I failed you.
No, it's the emotion
I'm sorry,
he put into
took
it.
That all away right now.
Yeah, the emotion he put into it, just the superb acting, and that it almost brought.
He's a great actor.
Yes, he is.
He's a great actor.
Why did he leave at all? I know why he left. Don't explain that. But like, he just then he reappears after he's dead. He's blamed himself for years.
He's alive, Stan.
Wonder how long it took him to get back to that fucking country.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to go back on holiday to this place I always go all the time.
Even though I raped you as a child, I still loved you.
I don't... And yes, he did let the Waynes down. I'm glad he felt that way.
The Waynes brothers? He did let them down.
He told them to make white chicks.
Oh, God.
You're not the only Wayne that I set down. Keenan Ivory Wayne's, Damon Wayne's.
I'll tell you now,
Marlon Wayne's.
It'll make us a pub movie.
Scary Movie 4?
How about some
good
tea?
Idea.
Actually, I think out of all of them, that was one of the better ones. Scary I movie did four. Not like...
Like how this changed Charlie Sheen was ass.
Charlie Sheen
was in Scary Movie 4, I think. When he got that big-ass boner in the game, the movie, he starts taking all that... He starts taking all that Viagra and shit.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Actually wasn't bad.
That one's alright, and so was the third one. I didn't care for the first two, by the way.
What was the one that was a parody of
the second one.
The first one was great.
What was the one that was a parody of a Vincent Price movie?
The Haunting?
Where they're on the house.
The Haunting? The second one.
It was based off the Haunting.
No, that was the funny part, though, when he's like, I don't need you to help me. And the guy in the wheelchair is sucking his own dick and shit.
It was still a stupid film.
But that bitch was hot when she was in the fucking blonde panties and redhead. Second one?
I don't remember any of those movies. They're
whatever,
all blurred.
Fuck y'all. I remember. I watched them all.
I don't really care if it's two movies. Like
I watch movies.
They're good to
so
watch
an opinion
once, and if that's nothing's on, I never go to a theater to pay for that shit.
Oh no, oh, you
they're
don't.
A big goddamn waste of money.
You don't.
You know, but if it's on and someone wants to watch it, I'll watch.
It has to be a good movie for me
but
to go
I hate
theaters.
Those stupid
I
movies.
Think back in the day, you know, they had some really good parodies. Like.
Besides Naked Gun and Airplane.
Have you seen Remember
Name
the Spartans?
One. Those weren't really parodies, per se.
But those kind of movies.
Like Spaceballs. Spaceballs was a great parody.
Spaceballs were. Yeah,
that was
Spaceballs
a funny
was
one.
Okay.
Some of the other films.
They're not going to beat Airplane.
No.
Airplane
some
is
of
great.
The other parodies Leslie Nielsen was in, like Spy Hard, wasn't bad.
I watched that in the theater.
What about Hot Shot?
When I was even though I said I knew that, when I was a kid,
Hot Shot was great.
Hot Shot 1 and 2?
Yeah,
Hot
they're both great.
But the parodies they've been coming out nowadays are just fucking abysmal.
They're not even all that funny.
They're making another vampire type one.
Remember actually, they did. There's one online.
Does vampires suck? And they're making another one.
No, they did make one.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah, but yeah. It's not in theaters. It's you can download it.
Yeah, I thought it was already out.
No, it was straight like DVD shit. Yeah.
Actually, I heard that one's actually
all real fat and everything.
Actually, I heard that one's actually funny. Someone told me that was pretty funny.
I don't care.
I heard the grapevine.
The raisins are in it.
What happened to those raisins?
Now
they melt. what? Behind the music.
You guys saw the teaser trailer for The Man of Steel.
Yeah, didn't care for it.
I didn't either.
That was the worst teaser trailer ever.
I said something about that.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
I watched it because I saw Batman IMAX. They didn't have any of the trailers. I don't get why IMAX doesn't do trailers, but they didn't.
I think the title's wrong. I think it's called Smallville.
No, so when I heard that, okay, the teaser
that's the
was
reboot.
Out.
Yeah, it's a reboot of Smallville. That's what it is.
I looked up the trailer.
Smallville, the movie. That's what it was.
I'm watching it thinking, okay, wait, is this supposed to be an ad before the trailer? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like an actual movie teaser.
What do you think of the actor?
What's
his name from? He's Immortals and Tutors and
I've not seen any of those yet, so I can't really.
Oh, he's a good actor.
He seems all right.
He's
not a big
deal. He's a good actor.
I will say he kind of looks the role decent.
Tutors is a great show, and then Mortals was a great movie. He did a good job.
I haven't watched Mortals yet. I want to. Tutors, I've heard, was a really good show.
It's a great show.
As I said, he looks decent for the role, but I've not seen
big
anything.
Buff
he's
and hunky.
No, he's.
He'll take steroids eventually.
Some of the pictures I've seen him in costume doesn't look bad. But I've not seen anything of his
acting
to compare
him. How far is this movie going to go, like, into his life? Or
I guess it is going to show.
I know it's
going to
show from, you know, he's going to be a child and grow up. But how much is he going to grow up in this movie?
He's going to grow up to be Superman. But I guess it is going to start off a good part of
that's
it.
That's what
it's
I don't like
take
about
part
these
on
movies.
Krypton.
I don't like any of the, like,
really, they're actually going to show.
Everyone should know those.
They're going to show how he got to Earth and this and that, or what?
Yeah, I guess, from what I've read.
It's not common knowledge of this, like, even a vague common knowledge of what Superman's gone through. Like, why don't you just start the movie, him as already Superman?
There's so many different, reinterpretations.
No, you got the same base story. It's the basics that people
know. They're doing this to build it up as its own franchise movies.
They try that
from the ground up. No, when they did
Superman Returns. I like the idea because you already know who Superman is. Why don't you just bring him back?
Well, the point of Superman Returns, though, is it takes place after Superman 2. It is to completely whitewash number 3 and 4.
And 5?
What 5?
These are the 5.
No.
I just saw.
You're thinking
four.
Of Batman.
There was 4.
I saw 4 and 5 the other day.
3 and 4?
No, 4 and 5.
They don't have
5. No, 4 and 5. I'm right. Shut the fuck up, Technical Steve.
Superman Returns takes place after Superman 2. In the story. That's where it's supposed to take place. And completely whitewash 3 and 4. So instead of doing that, they want to just completely reboot the franchise from beginning. Hoping to bank on the success.
They
want to
reboot
Batman
everything,
Begins
so it doesn't matter.
Because you know what? Batman Begins,
so they keep the license.
We all know about Batman's origins, how Bruce Wayne became Batman.
Pretty soon Disney's going to own DC too.
Fantastic.
They should not even do that. They should like bring out like Dark Knight Returns. But I actually liked how Christian Bale had the cane.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they they show the thing on his
head. Yeah, it keeps him fucking going. I like when he went to the doctor and he's like, you're all fucked up, man.
Not the worst cartilage in knees I've seen. Well, that's good. No, that's because there is none.
And your shoulders all fucked up. Like, just
there's none in your elbows, your shoulders, scar tissue in your kidneys and brain.
Pretty good. So who's, can't remember the actress that, who's playing Wonder Woman again?
I don't think they've actually cast her yet.
They did.
They have a few names tossed around.
Me and Zeke were talking about this.
They
actually
show.
Cast
the show
somebody
ever
now.
Start? They're supposed to do the show. Did they ever
what
pick
show?
A Wonder Woman TV show.
I haven't heard anything about that.
They had a picture online. People got pissed off, and then they might have scrapped it.
They've talked about the movies and the show.
Probably tossed it.
No, but they had pictures. They had scripts. They were starting filming.
Probably tossed it.
I think they probably tossed it.
But no, they finally gave the movie green light. But again, it's all
I heard.
They're
dropping Ryan Reynolds for Green Lantern.
Well, no, they're doing Green Lantern too.
I heard they're dropping him though.
He should have been Deadpool, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was it. Which didn't.
I think he should have been. I still say.
I hear they're still working on.
I still say he should have been the Flash.
That wouldn't be bad either.
His character is great for Flash. Cocky, fucking.
Which Flash?
The cocky, funny Flash.
Golden Age Flash with the hat or the actual full
Flash? Flash.
Yeah, I think
he would have been a great character for Flash.
The Torch. Barry Burton. Yeah, he would have been great.
Yeah. With the Torch. Human Torch.
That's Marvel.
Yeah, but he could have been that.
Nah. I don't think you can save that movie at all.
They're doing that. They're rebooting that.
Yeah, they are rebooting
it. Oh, God. Are they gonna make it good?
Hopefully. that's the question you ask.
I do think...
You think they'll make that well?
You know, I do think the actors...
Silver Surfer's one of my favorite characters, and they just killed
them. They fit the roles as far as the actual, the four. Mm-hmm. But I think overall the movies were just...
It was corny.
Too kid-friendly.
Yeah, it was too corny. It was just like...
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Like the early Marvel comics, man.
Kind of.
We're past that. That was back then. You got to make them different nowadays.
You have to make them hardcore.
We're in the dark and gritty.
Yeah, you got to make them hardcore nowadays.
Because only old people
back then, like I said, the original Batmans. I mean, like the original, like
the blue and gray.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson. I mean, he played the role. He needed to play a Joker.
I actually didn't care either way for Jack.
Really?
What? He played the perfect.
I think he did good.
No, he played Jack Nicholson.
He played the perfect Joker. That was the comic book Joker right there.
No,
when
that's
he played.
Just Jack Nicholson in any movie.
That was as much the full on comic book. It was the first time though that they did the Joker on film where he was dark.
But everything needs to be dark.
I did like the
action
movie.
That's why they're rebooting everything, because they know they fucked up the first time. They got to change it to feed us what we want.
Fuck up the first time. The first original Batman.
Yeah. Well, they fucked up later.
They made like
3 and 4.
I'm not saying later. I'm saying now they correct their mistakes.
That
was
good.
That was great. It was a great movie.
But Batman Forever, Batman and Robin.
Oh dear God.
Joel Schumacher.
I do not like Batman Forever.
I was listening to somebody saying George Clooney could come back and play old Batman for Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, you're talking about
like as a concept.
You mean literally as an old Batman?
Yeah,
you mean literally as an old Batman.
Yeah, you mean in the whole Batman Year 100 thing, where he's old and retired, but then takes the cape again. Joker.
I thought
gets
that's Dark Knight Returns.
It's the same thing. It's Dark Knight.
The fight scenes, they're all in the canes.
They also call it Batman Year 100. In the end, he fights Superman again and goes into hiding underground.
What's the cartoon that came out? The Batman
Beyond.
Beyond the younger one comes.
Oh, Terry McGinnis.
Yeah, I was wondering if they're going to make a movie of that.
I like that. That intro to that show sucked.
You know, there was speculation that at the end of this film...
I thought that was going to happen. I thought he was going to be the Batman Beyond.
Yeah, there was speculation. There was rumor that at the end of the film, it was going to be him...
Coming Batman.
The Batman Beyond outfit.
Yeah, I thought I could have sworn... Like, you know, I knew he was going to be Robin.
I was that way, too. Then I remembered his name.
Okay, the first one...
His last name clicked into me.
Yeah, you know, my dad went and saw the film today.
Jason
had to explain things.
Jason was disappointed because he didn't catch the whole Bane thing about the child escaping from the prison.
No, I didn't expect.
We talked about that.
Ra's al Ghul had a daughter, not a son.
Yeah, not a son.
And I knew that, but when it clicked, it was like, oh, everything clicked together. I was like, ah, fuck, why didn't I just know that from the beginning? Criticize it.
I knew that too, and I was, even in the theaters, I'm like, that doesn't make sense with the comics, but
the movie made it seem like that's
believable. Well, that's not just that. At the same time, I'm thinking, but then this is Christopher Nolan. He's not known for sticking to the comics. He does stray from them. So it's possible they're going this route.
But I honestly would have been intrigued if they did have him find that bat suit.
I kind of thought that since he was gone,
yeah,
he paralyzed.
Yeah,
I thought since he was gone,
he was going to become the new Batman, but apparently he's going to become gay Robin.
And they made him like a hothead, so I figured he'd be Batman, and then like, well, if the way the story goes, he's like becomes like too obsessed, and they have the fucking Batman has to take him down. Bruce Wayne has to take him. Maybe like when they have a different, when Batman was paralyzed in the actual comic,
yeah,
and someone else took
I
over.
About, yeah.
I figured it would go that route, but there's no way that it can go that route now because there would be no more movies. But I somehow did believe he might be the Batman.
My dad actually believed after the end of the film that it's like, well, yeah, the Batman one's done because you know what they're doing now. They're going to go Batman and Robin. I'm like, no. To pay kind of homage to the Robin character, they made this guy's first name Robin. Ha ha, get it? It's a
Robert
joke.
Robert Blake.
Robin's name is Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson, yeah. He's a dick.
Tim Drake. There was never a Robin named Robin.
Robin. Yeah, I know.
Robert Drake.
It was a... No, it's Tim Drake.
No, but no, what's the name of the officer? Robert Drake, isn't it?
No.
He's a dick.
Fuck, I'm trying to remember.
I thought his name was Drake.
No.
Oh, you're a cheater.
Let's go to IMDb. Fuck that.
Well, I actually Let's have not. It on here. That's why.
Who could find it faster? Me?
Like there's Bane. Question. Would you fight Bane?
Oh, I could take his ass.
She was John Blake. Was his character name John Blake?
His name is actually Robert.
No, his his first name is actually Robin, but that was again supposed to be a haha. Get it?
Now everyone knows what we're talking about, and no one's confused anymore.
Yeah, that's all it was supposed to be.
No one knows. Never watches this movie. There's no one in a comic book, so we had to do this so everyone understands.
Yeah. You have to talk and wave at the same time, like a Muppet. for those of us, those people who can't see what we're doing, we're doing Muppet arms like we're all excited.
Really, Wedge brought up Leprechaun.
He did a long time ago. From the commercial. Okay. We just never got around.
What was this?
He had to reboot his computer. Okay,
reboot his life.
We still talk about Batman. But
yes,
like,
no.
Well, no, we have the shooter. Ahead. We have the shooter, but like that's kind of old news. You want
and
any information? You want to talk about it?
People were killed. Blah, blah, Batman, blah, 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 the end.
Oh, one thing about that, when you walked in this theater...
Oh. Because
like, we got that
Me and Jason were... basically, at Colorado, during the midnight premiere...
No one needs to bother.
For those who don't know, Colorado, midnight premiere of Batman, a man walked in, shot, killed 12 people, wounded 56, so... But so we didn't know if it was too soon or not. But on the way to go watch Batman, me and Jason were actually thinking of things that were really wrong, but we said anyways.
Oh, really?
Nah, but it's still too soon.
Yours,
though.
I didn't like because I know it's gonna hear from some asshole. I didn't expect.
What's that? What did I say? I don't remember.
Like that's not a good shot or something like that. Or like, you say someone said I'm gonna go see Batman, and some dick's gonna say don't get shot. Like, yeah. That's,
well, I didn't say that.
Dumb,
I said general.
Stupid hacky.
But Jason had a good idea for a shirt.
What?
The shirt? Yeah. The never forget.
Oh, it's the Batman symbol, but inside it says never forget.
And then it has the date of the premiere of Batman. And then it was kind of Jason actually kind of stopped me when I walked out of the theater. I was gonna yell I survived, but he thought I would have been too good.
I'll say that would have been another good one. Like
I lived.
I lived. Yeah,
it'd be funny as hell to do, although kind of fucked up as well. Make a bunch of shirts just to stand outside the theaters for people who went and saw The Dark Knight Rising. Start handing them out that says I saw The Dark Knight Rising and survived.
I was.
You bet your ass kicked.
I wanted to stop by a liquor store and get a pop gun, but get some. Add some poppers left over to 4th of July.
No, what I tell you is like, because we thought there wasn't going to be a room. I thought, remember,
yeah, we thought it was going to be full, and
we got there 20 minutes before the movie starts. And for premiere weekend, you think it's still like for a movie that's really anticipated?
Yeah, it's like 2 days in.
Yeah, it's like so. It's like I don't know. We went around the corner and fucking like I tell you, it's like nah, they're probably scared off by the shooting. And we walked
in. There's plenty of fucking seating.
Big chunk of seats left open.
Which theater did you go to?
Kilcorn.
I think a part of the reason why is a lot of people went to the
I don't know,
Cinema Star.
Get the experience. Oh, because they're wanting to pay $5.
They reopened Cinema Star. It's
a Regal.
A Regal theater. It's only $8.75
local reference
tickets.
Well, we went there in a day. So
we
went to Matinee Time.
RPX. Their theaters are RPX, which is supposed
new
to be rival
metal
to IMAX.
Bed 2.
Anyways, so we'll come back, maybe discuss more of this. Maybe we're going to move on. You'll have to wait and see.
That's a wrap it up music.
This has been Ripped in Half.
And I'd like to thank my manager and my wife and all my friends and my cast. All right, thank you very much. I love this.
Wait,
is
the show over?
Oh, what? No mention of God?
Hey, we didn't...
Loser.
I won that award.
All right, this is Ripped in Half, the Wedge Radio Network. We'll be right back.
That's my mama.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f*** your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for t-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
What is the Wedge Radio Show, you ask? Oh, you didn't ask? Well, the Wedge Radio Show is basically the radio show that is completely honest. It's the show that tells you how it is and cuts the crap out of our daily lives. It's the show that shows what life really is. The one-shot crapshoot. Just by going to WedgeRadio.net, you are ensuring a better life for yourself. And if you think I'm being a little overdramatic, well, yeah, kind of.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators, they have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
What you doing, peeps? How y'all doing? It's LJ Brown, and you know, I got a new little radio show out, the I'm Just Saying Show with LJ Brown and friends, and it's doing big things. We're laughing, we're joking, we drinking, we kicking it. This is what you do at home. So why don't you come on over and listen? It's on the Wedge Radio Network. You need to check it out on Thursday nights, 12 midnight, on the WedgeRadioNetwork.com. It's off the chain.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm Eric.
And we're from Ripped in Half, the new show on the Wedge Radio Network. Listen to us every Saturday and Tuesday as we bring you darky comedy and political incorrectness.
Oh, with darky comedy? Ripped in
Half. You can hear Ripped in Half every Tuesday night at midnight here on the Wedge Radio Network. WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
Promoting our own.
Wow, show this music's right so
it's
intense.
Like 80s fight music.
Yeah.
We're about ready to go do a gang fight with
Can they
some
hear
ice.
That? They hear that music when it comes in? So intense.
It's the best.
It's like I'm ready to fucking get some chains and whip someone's ass or something.
I know,
man.
It does. Like, put some chain around your knuckles.
You walk this, you walk to the music. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Double dragon shit right there.
It's almost like Bane getting ready for a fight.
Oh, local reference.
Ooh.
How is that local reference?
You know Bane's from Riverside? You know Bane's from
I'm
Riverside?
Local reference. I don't know.
Okay.
So what you got in your little diary today, Jason?
My hopes and dreams.
And crushing defeats.
That's it. I told you that's another book.
Oh, that's
They're
right.
They're color-coded for a reason.
Like I said, he's already on volume
Why
two.
Why would you use yellow for your
he's
hopes
He's already
and
on
dreams?
Volume two.
It's a happy color, right? Oh. Yellow. It matches this icebox.
Whereas black and blue are for your crushing defeats.
What hotel did you steal exactly. that from, Wedge? What do you mean fucking get one of those? Is there like a hotel fucking store that you go to and you
I'm going to guess Pier 1.
Pier 1?
My guess is Bed Bath Beyond.
Was in the Beyond?
You got to stay away from that Beyond section. It's out there.
There's the ice fucking man. Holder.
What I do like... The Westboro Baptist Church was
going to
protest the
writing.
Vigil for the shooter.
What?
You know, all the shooting victims
yeah.
for the Batman shit?
Okay.
The Westboro Baptist Church was going to protest that vigil.
Because they're witches and they watch Batman.
I don't know why.
They wanted to protest the vigil for the shooting victims.
They want to post everything. They're fucking cocksucker, asshole, fucking religious bastards.
Hashtag,
psychopaths.
Check out their hashtag that for the they're gonna, that they said after they're going to protest it. Thank God for the shooter.
You're fucking kidding me.
That's on there, dude. I went on fucking Twitter.
It's bad
God.
Enough that those fucking cocksuckers protest the fucking people that die at war. Let alone fucking
facts,
people,
yeah.
people just got shot at a fucking... out of right, Eric, Batman.
Eric, if you want to like really get an in-depth thing about how they are, they do have a an actual documentary on Netflix where they interview them and everything. It's all about the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, Red State?
Fucking up. No. Great movie. No, I mean an actual documentary.
It's like Jesus
with all the real members from the Westboro Baptist Church.
You know what? Priest, I know it's, I know it sounds wrong.
Fucking
I know it sounds wrong. Man.
Is Jesus got the one the kids couldn't watch Harry Potter?
I know it sounds wrong, but I want to get all those motherfuckers, send them over to fucking Iraq, give them guns, and see how fucking well they do. See why we're fucking over there and the reason.
It's shoot our own country.
How is that wrong?
Why? It's not wrong. It just really pissing me off because
personally,
I respect everyone that fucking serves our country. That is,
no,
is
no.
In the thing.
You know what I'd like to do.
Honestly, I really don't have. I don't have the nasty to do it.
No, what
people
I
would, that go out there and do it. I know their lives get fucked up out there.
What I would like to do is to take all the guys from the Westboro Church.
Now the women,
and no, not the
they're
women.
Just as bad.
No, I know
they're just
know,
as bad.
Hear me out. I want to take all the guys
Phelps a bitch.
And put them, yeah. And put them inside of
I follow on
Gitmo with all we're the terrorists. Because you know the terrorists are going to rip them apart when they start sputing God and this and that. I just want to put them in Gitmo with all the rest of the terrorists. Unlock all the doors. Let them go.
Do you want to see the trailer for that for documentary you're talking about?
Hold on. Now for the now for the girls, I want to find the worst prison that has all the most depraved and sick serial rapists.
We keep them in one
and
prison.
And put all the females
they're gonna look
there.
Extremely.
Do we keep them in one prison? We don't spread them out, right?
We want to send them to
we
Guantanamo
just
hang
out
Bay.
Yeah.
I want to send them all to Guantanamo
Bay. You
think Bay.
An Arkham Asylum really exists then?
Guantanamo no. Bay.
It's just a filing system. Oh, you right, came out of that.
We just sell them to white slavery.
Go ahead and play this trailer.
The only reason they can do this is because they live in America.
Westboro Baptist Church preaching.
Oh, God, he sounds like a fucking redneck.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in this miserable country used to believe, and all the preachers used to preach.
Why does he leave?
God, he looks fucking evil.
He is.
That say things so plain.
God, hey, that's fucking ridiculous.
And I can put all these words onto a sign, and somebody will read it.
If God exists, I'd be offended.
We're right about this.
God's laughing. He's like, this is silly.
This leads into another Comic Con story.
Thank God for dead soldiers.
God only exists in America.
They died for their crime and their.
This goofy country. The good country.
The good country.
The abomination of homosexuality. It's not a sin at all. It's merely
pause, real quick, please.
That's that running stage got on.
Okay, the thing is, I like how everyone. There's so many. Okay, thing is, God, he hates homosexuality. That's not the only fucking thing he talks about in the Bible. Being fucking rich and not giving to the and selling other things and giving to the poor. That's like equivalent to the homosexuality thing, but no one fucking notices that. They just notice the homosexuality thing.
Not to mention, as far as the homosexuality thing goes, best of my knowledge, they only mention that in the Old Testament,
That's only mentioned like a couple times.
Yeah.
But being
in the Old Testament,
selling your riches and giving to the poor,
not
that's
that
mentioned like
Testament
six fucking times.
About.
Well, no, it's only mentioned in the Old Testament, which, according to any follower of Christ, you're supposed to kind of whitewash. Now you follow the New Testament, which does mention the whole giving up of your riches.
Yes, giving riches, giving.
You know, honor, you know, fucking love thy neighbor, turn the
but
other cheek.
But no one notices
the only
that.
One allowed to judge is God.
Like I said, it's the like most. It's I'm not saying all churches. I'm not saying religion is bad.
No, but the ones who do
the
like
ones who do
any
that
hateful speech, they're always based off the Old Testament.
Yeah, it's just they want money.
But let's face it, it's so last year.
You know,
it's
Catholic,
a cult.
There's a Catholic church now.
Those people that do that and push it so much, it's a cult. That's basically what it is. Like this right here. This is a fucking cult right here.
I wonder how
making people believe
in,
that.
How many people go to that church?
Not.
Like 100?
No,
seriously, there's like 100 of them.
And they're
it.
All pretty much family
and
members.
And they're all family members, yeah.
Yeah, they're all inbred.
They must have a lot of frequent flyer
like,
miles.
You're gonna play
to go to these protests.
All right, you're gonna play it again.
Oh no! Did you ever see what that?
They even doctoring children into this too.
Well, that's their children. No, Shirley Phelps. She went on Hannity and Combs, and then like he tries to like just attack her. Like Combs tries to attack her, and then she's just spouting off just bullshit.
Like
it's horrible.
But like I said. If you believe in religion, that's fine. If you need something to believe in, that's great.
Believe in me.
Just don't go over beyond and make people feel.
I believe you'll be here on
not. Hey,
between 8 and 10 where we can actually show up to do this job. That's as far as I believe in you.
Since
I believe you're going to keep paying for the servers.
What they did is nothing different what Hitler did to fucking get all the
but
Germans.
Those kids got cool knives.
Like I'm talking about what the leader of the churches do.
No, Hitler was a little bit better.
But no, what the leader of the churches do is nothing different what Hitler did to the Germans to make them believe that some people are bad. That's basically what all it is. It's these fucking the priests or where the fuck they're going to.
Things aren't going good, like so we're gonna find a certain group
and blame it on. That's basically all it is. They're fucking no different than fucking what Hitler did.
He's lucky he's in a free country.
Since we're on this topic, I just did find this funny when I read it.
I read this in the Entertainment Weekly.
I did. It's
17.
No, it's what they call it.
I read this in the Teen Bot magazine.
This is Us magazine.
No, it's what they call sound bites, and they're quotes from different characters.
It's Fred Phelps on Us magazine. He's just like us. He buys coffee.
This from Jeff Daniels.
Best part of waking up is Folgers.
No, that show Newsroom. Okay, this is Jeff Daniels' character Will
with the Panther
Republic. And I like this. He says there, I only seem liberal because I believe hurricanes are caused by high barometric pressure and not gay marriage.
That's another religious guy saying like that fucking God wanted this too.
Yeah. Let's continue with this trailer.
I have a commission from God.
You think you have a commission from God?
The goal is to...
And there's nothing you can do to sway these people either.
I know, they're so hard.
They have people at Comic-Con's
fury.
You can kick them in the fucking nuts and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, I got... let me show you.
Whatever's effective to get this message.
Which isn't that illegal what they're doing? Flying the flag upside down?
No. Freedom of speech.
Unless you burn it, you're fine.
Well, anything to do with the flag is not...
Well, flag upside down just means someone died.
No,
no, it's like, that's
no,
half
I know it's half mass. I know it's half mass.
No, upside down means something.
No, it's illegal to fly it upside down.
No,
it is.
No, it's illegal to leave it out in the rain and burn it.
Yeah,
no, it is illegal to fly it upside down
or throw it away.
Anything to do with the flag is not covered by freedom of speech.
Well, apparently not, because they're not going to arrest it.
Exactly. I thought the hippies won.
That's why they're still there.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
It's exciting. 10 years ago, the bag set off an IED.
Oh my god.
And it says,
I want to punch every single one of those motherfuckers in the fucking throat.
Yeah. You can't hacky sack with a flag.
Do you think it's a coincidence that these Americans...
Exactly. There's no sand in it or fucking rice.
What the hell's IEDs?
The car planted bombs.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was like a new...
Oh, IED. Okay, I never mind.
Pause it real quick.
Plasma TVs or some LCDs.
No, and did you hear what they said, too?
Device. Yeah. I forgot.
I remember now.
Yeah, implanted, I think. Implanted explosive device.
It's in my butt.
No, but you hear what she says. You know,
something's
going
to explode.
No, 10 years ago, these fags placed IEDs into a church and blew it up. Any surprise? 10 years later, the soldiers are being killed by IEDs.
Call.
Really?
It's a distress.
And the thing is, I have actually seen this documentary. God, it is so...
You know what's funny is I see...
How could you get through the entire thing? I would get too angry.
You know what?
I wanted to find these people, rip their throats out.
I
have to constantly keep walking away or changing it or something.
Actually, they just had...
I sat through the whole...
They just had these guys... I think X or 96.7, they mentioned it. There was a memorial in Ukiah that they were having a funeral, and these guys...
Are you referring to radio on the show?
Well, okay, local radio,
terrestrial radio.
Yeah, this is all local, but no, they actually mentioned that these guys were going to protest a fucking burial in Ukiah, and they actually had people go over there and fucking fight these guys.
The biker people who fucking showed up and barred them from being hit, from entering in,
which was great. I fucking loved it. I wanted to go, but I couldn't.
You know, for that Phelps family, they had a Facebook and Reddit post, and they had people come up there to do
it's just
what
wrong.
They called a wall of love. It's just people holding hands, like coming like to block the people from fucking protesting. I like that they call it a wall of love.
I don't care what they call it.
And burgundy shirts, and they're asking people from the Denver Comic Con to come over too to help. Fucking
I don't
block
care.
The wall.
I don't care what they call it. So what they did is great. I mean, just let them have a proper burial.
I know, like you know, you could bullshit me after, but like my kids died. I'm at the funeral. Don't fuck.
Okay,
me.
You know,
yeah,
what?
It's fucked up.
Here's my dare to you guys. And anybody listening right now...
I'll protest them right now.
No, no, no.
Wait a minute. What?
Try and sit through the entire documentary.
I can barely sit
by next week.
Without getting pissed off and turning it off?
Without getting up to go to the restroom? Without eating?
Okay, no.
I need snacks, man.
Just
I think
he's talking about just as long as you see it from beginning to end.
No, without getting pissed off and turning off.
I can for it. That's so long easy. As you come back to and watch it.
That's fine.
I want you to see the whole thing before next week.
But what if the remote's way
it's on Netflix?
There?
It is on
what's
Netflix.
What's it called?
I have an app now that can... My app is now... I have an app.
I think
remote.
I might get...
That's cool.
I think I might get too pissed off to watch it, finish it.
I just don't want to set it up, though.
I think I might want to...
I can't believe I made it through the whole thing.
That's just...
I was so disgusted.
I've had... You know how much...
I challenge you guys and anybody listening...
What I get for doing it.
To watch this.
I've had a lot of people...
We'll talk about it.
I have a lot of people that fought.
I'm curious how you're... After you've seen from beginning to end...
Well...
Your opinions. I want to.
It won't change. My
I've had
opinion.
A lot of people fight in the military.
I just
my
have
family.
To deal with.
I believe in them.
My grandpa fought.
I joined them the next day. Thank you, Stephen, for helping me see the
both
way.
Both of my.
I'm now moving across the country.
My grandpa fought in World War II. I mean, it's six.
No, I had family
me.
In there too.
It by himself.
Yeah.
I want. I
it's not
I
about
challenge
the war.
You guys
it's
to watch
like you're gay and you're in military.
No, I challenge you. I challenge you to see it, and then we'll discuss it. So, will the three of you do that?
I'll do that. I'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
I'm I'll sure. try.
All right. Well,
actually, you know what? I'm going to downgrade. You're going to downgrade mine, so I will
not
try.
Are you not pro
no, no, no.
war
you
there?
He can try all he wants. He's not part of the show.
Are you not pro war?
As long as he keeps leaving, we throw him a spoiler.
As long as there's war, then that means the Bible's not coming true, so I'm good with that.
Are you?
I mean, stars falling from the sky are nuclear bombs?
What are you talking about? There's going to be a chosen kid that goes up and plays the PSP and fights the war for us.
Okay, a flag upside down is a distress call. If you see it, it means send help.
Well, I guess,
their soul.
I guess technically they're saying send help from God.
It was a signal before the radio or telephone was invented.
Yeah, nowadays.
The radio or telephone
I'm
was
not
American
talking about the old
invented?
Meaning. I mean nowadays.
Look at what the white flag means.
We gave up.
To kill him. Noah was preaching the wrath of God. Noah was warning those antediluvians.
The thing that's sad about this is these kids don't even get a life. They're fucking they're born in this.
They're
born in this. That's what sucks.
They do interviews with the children, too, from this show.
Yeah, they're born in this.
They're all going to end up on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. No, but when you watch the interviews with the children spouting the same shit, you want to kill the fucking kids, too.
Yeah, they're fucking mean bastards, too.
They're born in this, though. This thing is not their fault, but...
We should
that's all they know.
Fill her full of drugs.
You can't. I know.
You, okay. Do you remember those two little white girls that were white supremacists that sang songs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I remember that. I remember that YouTube video.
Okay.
Just doing that.
So they grew up a little bit, and one of them got like some cancer, so she started smoking pot.
Good.
And then she got her sister into smoking pot, and then they love everyone now. Like, they're not racist anymore.
I know it's hard not to fucking hate the kids that's what they say. The thing is, it's not really they're born into that.
Yeah,
that's how they're raised to know. That's all they're raised to know.
You got to say that for an adult too.
That's like when I was raised a Catholic. I was raised to go to church, but then when I got older, sense of mind it just didn't click to me, and so I left it. Eventually, when they get older, they might feel the same way, or might not
go anymore.
Some of them might break up, but
like I said,
I do have to say though, I know some people who grew up Christian and they had like the really strict parents, and they turn out to be the sickest fucks ever. Where they're like,
oh no, you
had
hey,
come on my face.
Hey, you want to fuck local reference though, but you don't want to fuck some good girls. You fuck the girls from Aquinas.
No, I was just
those are that's a Catholic school.
Or down the street? No, Aquinas. You know what? Honestly, yeah. It's just
there's
like
some, there's some dirty bitches
like
over there.
It's just like the Mormon in the Mormon church, the fucking most skankiest.
Oh yeah, Mormons
are the bishop's daughters.
That's why you have five of them.
Pastor
but apparently
PKs.
But you know what? But you know what? I call. You know what I call the. You know what I call the Catholic Church. I know you guys won't get this, but I call it the. You know, you ever watched the original Winnie the Pooh?
Uh-huh.
The up down, well, you know, up down, touch the ground. Down, the songs. I call the Catholic Church the Winnie the Pooh, the Winnie the Pooh Church. All it is up, down, and you go on your knees and touch the ground. That's all. The fuck every Sunday. That's what the church is.
It's Simon Says.
Up, down, touch the ground. That's it.
Catholicism, Simon Says.
Simon. That's a good. Another good one. I like that one too. Simon
it
Says.
It is. Yeah.
Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, sit down. Simon Says, pray on your knees. Simon Says, get the fuck out of here. We're done.
Okay. Yesterday,
any religion. Isn't that any religion?
No,
though?
Actually, no.
There's ones that sing songs there's and actually, like dance. My sister's part of one that dances, and then people do like
I've seen those
convulsions
too.
And shit and like that.
Speaking in tongues.
Is your sister black?
No.
Okay. What's she going over there?
I thought it was his sister.
She is part of her.
No, there are.
She lives in fucking like.
I've been to many churches.
Not Yupika.
I've been to many churches, but there's actually not. There's actually some good churches. Some churches that don't really. They don't bash other things.
Drink the wine.
No, they don't bash other things. They don't force you on anything, but they just speak the word of the Bible. Which I don't care. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, they say it's a personal priest. Journey with God.
Yeah, basically, they don't tell you. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to church. You just believe in God.
Those Unitarian churches.
You don't go to church.
I've had different priests with different styles of teaching. Not all religion is crazy.
Not all religion has bad religion. Just don't force it on other people.
I love that band.
Bad religion.
I like just, bad company.
Just don't.
Only one church has bad religion. They've laid claim to them.
It's a good church, but I love Three's Company.
All right. Basically, the thing is, don't do what you want to do. Believe in what you want to believe in. Don't force other people to do it.
Yeah.
That's
don't
it.
Knock on our door.
Wow, I remember when I moved to Utah. Everybody told me that's what they did.
These companies about Mormons.
Exactly. The people that force religion on you and do that, they don't follow their own beliefs.
Well, it does say in the Bible to spread the word of God.
Spread the word of God. Don't force the word of God.
Yeah. No, like
it's your own choice.
There's a book that I read called it's called Rapture Ready, and it's about this Jewish liberal, and he goes into the world.
You said
of
Jew.
The,
I'm not interested anymore.
There's another podcast.
Can he do my taxes
for him right now?
No, he goes into.
Can he do my taxes?
I will fire you off the show. Better listen to me.
No, he goes into the world of the Christian subculture. And he's like an outsider, and he said that the people that were inspirational were the guys who didn't really try to push it down his throat. The people who just talked honestly and didn't really say anything like, "Well, you need to convert, or you need to do anything like that." He listened to those people, and those people were like living by example.
Oh, the Satanists, gotcha.
Eric Trump. Did we get that on camera?
I think we did.
That was a fail.
Yeah.
Confused
why? Why are you transferring it? Why don't you just pour it in your drink?
Because there's a cap in there.
Why don't you just set it upside down and let it sit there?
There's a cap in there. You think I'm gonna drink out after that? Look. You guys all touched that.
Let it sit like that for a bit.
Oh yeah, let it.
We also touched the ice. Firm.
So do you. So he doesn't care about that.
I didn't wash.
Touch it.
Wedge probably touched it too.
I think he did.
I touched a lot of things.
You think Roach? That shooter's faking being crazy?
Yes. You think what?
When he's like fucking have the red hair, which is the wrong color for a runway.
Wait, tell the cops he's the Joker.
I think he's just being a dick and fucking around.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear.
I heard that he had the Batman shooter. He had SWAT like his guns and everything. There had to be outside people.
You know what?
And they're saying that he might have been brainwashed.
You know what's sad about the whole thing?
He's some dude. He's some student or something.
You know what's sad? The thing is, you know what's sad about that? Is he had a great fucking future.
Yeah,
I know.
He was a brilliant guy.
He was a PhD student. I guess when.
He's from San Diego, too.
Yeah, he went into the theater.
Yeah, they were all around
his
fucking house.
Went out the back door.
That's sad.
Went out the back door. Blocked,
he's been getting guns and fucking bullets for 4 months.
Yeah, he, what was it, wedged the door to where you could open it from the outside, went back to his car, dressed in full SWAT gear, grabbed AR-17.
I'll tell you the guns.
I know.
I'm guns.
I know.
AR-15, 12 gauge, and then two 40 caliber pistols.
Yeah.
It's funny how we all
which
know
went.
Well, apparently, from what I understand,
his neighbor says.
Well, when it comes to guns,
I love that stupid shit. Well, I met him in a bar once. He seemed really quiet.
If any of you guys are interested,
then Obama comes to visit.
If any of you guys are interested in this, the only
broke it down pretty well.
The only guns that appears through that wall that interested the people in the next theater were the 40 caliber.
Someone got shot. Handguns. Yeah, someone still got shot through that.
The 40 caliber handguns are the only things that pierced that wall.
No, from what I understand, aside
were you at the theater like I am thinking like what happens to some fucking asshole with like start shooting, like thinking about what would I do?
I'd eat my popcorn and watch the movie.
You would just sit there?
I tell them to shut the fuck up. I know what to do in those situations.
The show must go on.
When I was in the theater, I thought
that's
about
why you sit in the back. That's why you
I
sit.
Thought about like, well, we're lucky because people were scared, so like there was no one on either side of us. So easily we could just dive one side and the other.
All I said,
but that was in my head. Like,
all I said, when I was sitting there with Jason was at least I got a human shield.
I'm diving my meat shield.
Huh?
I had six empty seats next to me.
I got a roll full of Asians in front of me. I'm good. I'm gonna make a wall.
Oh, those guys were annoying.
No, from what I understand about the kid though, is
he got all excited when they fucking kissed. Ever?
Oh yeah, and I was like, he didn't get fucking laid. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I said that
out loud.
Too. I said out loud. I was like,
Anne Hathaway fucking kissed Christian Bale. He fucking like he's like
which time?
It's first time.
No, the first time.
Oh, okay.
The fool stands up and goes, "Woo!"
The only not when they're dancing. Not when they're dancing, but the last time.
Oh, it was the last time. It was the last time.
Yeah, the last time.
Well, no, I just saw this thing right now. It said it's about the guy who. The gunman. I just fired my gun on a bunch of folks in a movie theater. If I were black, I'd be a thug getting a death sentence. If I were brown, I'd be a gang member getting a death sentence. If I were Muslim, I'd be a terrorist getting a death sentence. I'm white, so they're calling it a mental illness.
I like this one.
I'm not going to lie, but I think he should be tortured.
Tickled to death.
That's fucked up, though. But honestly, the death sentence is too good for him. He should be
fucking
tortured.
He's getting death threats in prison. That's why he's in solitary confinement right now.
Yeah, he should be fucking tortured because that's the worst killing ever.
Yeah, this world does not do that
no more. Now, no, but as I've heard of this guy...
Innocent people in the fucking movie theater.
Aside from being arrested and telling the cops that he's a Joker, he actually took steps to... he had his stereo set on an alarm to go start playing at midnight. So that way, if he got away, he had an alibi. People would hear the music, think he was home. And he also completely booby-trapped his apartment full of explosives.
And he told them, too.
Yeah, he
let
them
know. Why did he tell them
then? No, he let them know.
He didn't have to tell
them. My home is full of explosives.
I just don't want to hurt you guys.
He shouldn't have done that.
I know. I want to hurt innocent people. I just want to hurt the cops. You guys are good people.
I'm not encouraging that. There's no reason why he should have said that.
I think he did it more as a challenge. And sure enough, they broke out the windows and peered in. Yeah. The entire place
was dumb too. Like
rigged.
we just cut a hole in your fucking glass window and just put a camera in there. You're an idiot for telling us to begin
with. But they still have to go through and disarm.
Is there a window that's not made of glass?
Huh?
Is there a window that's not made of glass?
Oh yeah,
plexiglass. Made of plastic.
Plastic.
Your glass window.
Actually, old racers were made of this plastic.
Yeah, so don't be
because
dick,
no shattering get hurt.
Gorilla glass. How about that?
All my windows are made of Gorilla Glass.
I heard the story, though, and I'm thinking, how dare you spoil the good name of the Joker? The Joker wouldn't walk in and just shoot up a place like that in a theater. He would have planted a bomb. Walked away, man. Wait till halfway through the movie, and then detonated.
No, he'd gas everybody. So they'd be happy as
that
fuck.
That, too.
He planted a bomb with a smiley face on it.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Joker from The Dark Knight. And that one, he would have just planted bombs, man.
No, he would have knives
would have
and start
out.
Cutting everyone's fucking
Wait
mouse.
Till everybody's all happy in the film and then detonated.
No, he would
have... He wouldn't have walked in and shot it up, man, and then tried to
He would have grabbed someone's mouth.
He would have been gone. Gay you are.
He would have been gone, man.
He wouldn't have got caught.
I feel like
only the Batman could catch him.
The theater in Aurora is bad. I will pay for their families. But I'm a little shocked that didn't happen to Tyler Perry movie. The funny racist. I mean, those are the fucking funniest things that come out of that. Just great jokes.
I mean, in the back of your mind,
even though it's horrible. They are.
In the back of your mind, it's horrible.
How racist are you
wrong.
That you subscribe to racist comedy?
He's funny.
Who?
Uh-huh.
Who's funny?
It's their jokes.
Christian Bale.
They're all their jokes.
Oh, Christian Bale's funny?
I mean, you don't take him seriously. People who do take him seriously are funny.
Christian Bale was funny on the set. And
there's
then...
also the funny sexist, which I was...
Did you ever watch...
Well, good.
The most
You ever watch that YouTube video of Christian Bale yelling at the guy on set?
Oh,
ever,
good for you!
You ever watch it? You ever watch it when they collaborated with a kid when they went to the dentist?
No.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah. I have not seen it.
Just funny.
I don't want to see
it. Oh, hey, Wedge is going to find it.
No, he has a computer at home. He can find it himself. And it doesn't sound that... I've seen it. It's not
Did you notice my excitement when I said that?
Yeah, he doesn't even sound that enthusiastic about it.
No.
So...
Well, okay. Did you ever see the one where Christian Bale and the kid of Dennis and then a cheeseburger... In that film,
now
Steve's getting excited. When
Michael Knight comes out, like I love this cheeseburger. I refer to him as Michael Knight. That's fucking retarded.
You guys have seen the trailer for Dread 3D, right?
No,
didn't we start the show talking about Dread?
I don't remember. No,
I mentioned it.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
I don't care for the movie.
I don't even know what it is.
Just Dread.
It's stupid.
You like Dread? Dread was a great movie.
You don't think the new one looks neat? I'm talking about the reboot.
I didn't say you didn't know. I said Dread was a great movie. I like that movie.
I didn't.
It was a great Super Nintendo game, too.
No, have you seen the reboot?
With the introduction of Robert.
No, I haven't seen the reboot yet.
Did you play
Super Nintendo game?
That was a bitch.
I don't like
it. It was hard. Fuck it was a fucking hard game. Because every level's raining, and you got to jump on platforms everywhere.
Wait a minute. Is there two games of that?
No, it was only. I don't know.
The one that came with Duck Hunt.
I know the one based off
one
the movie.
Isn't there one for like play at PS2?
No. It only.
If you kill somebody too much, all the other judges will come after you?
No. That's the only one that was on Super Nintendo.
There's another one. If you start killing too many people.
Maybe, but I only know the one
from
the movie.
When you start getting too crazy and killing people,
that's being
more judges start coming after you.
It's called being judged for your dread.
Give me a lame fucking bill for that one.
No, I'm intrigued by the new Dread film.
That was all really.
Why? It hurts so bad.
I said a shitty fucking bill.
I enjoyed that.
Give me a Christian bill.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I'm Batman.
That'd make your day.
Where is she?
I'm Batman with leukemia.
What?
He's banging Jason, like looking in the mirror as muscles.
That's how I talk to myself in the mirror too.
He drops a chainsaw down the stairwell on you.
Oh wait, sorry.
Your goatee is shit.
Sorry, third Batman film. Where's the detonator?
I thought that too. When that happened, I thought that.
He's like,
new Captain America.
He's like, you're a bat. He's like, you're a bad Batman.
The Winter Soldier.
No, they're like,
what about the new Thor? I forget the subtitle for it, but they have that.
They're like,
it
sounds stupid. But the third one, they're like,
it's still Thor.
One of my favorite parts is when
Thor
still
two. Thor.
No, the third, still hammering the third out. Batman. My favorite part is when Batman.
Curly's day off.
It's like, Batman, you're a bad man. He's like, I am not a crook. I thought it was corny in that movie when him and Catwoman were talking like they didn't know who the fuck Batman was.
Oh, your friend? But like
your
the second
friend.
Conversation, you know, like...
Yeah, you know the fuck who he is.
Why? Well, no, especially the last time they started doing
it. Oh, when he comes back from the desert?
Yeah. Oh, so you mean you have your friend on it?
You know what? I don't believe...
Oh, my God. I got to ask him. I don't know his schedule, but yeah.
I didn't believe... And you can cover yours, Mr. Wedge.
Ah, no, it's not working.
Batman got raped pretty bad.
It makes the sound more louder. Blah, no. Blah, blah. We'll just make it. I'll just start whispering.
Na 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 na.
I heard him say it.
Okay,
I don't want to hear it either.
He is doing it. Okay, I'll say it real fast. Okay, when they're
spoiler alert, people.
When they're fucking her ass getting blown out. I'm just kidding. No,
when he was ramrodding her real hard.
Exactly.
Put a camera on him.
I wish we had a camera on you. It is a camera on him. There's always a prominent camera on him, and he probably fucked it up.
Anyway, it's on him.
No. When they're in that like faraway place together, and, like when he's saying like, "Oh, I wish you had a family," and I ran into him.
Yeah, yeah. Alfred's wish fulfilled.
I don't see that happening with him because he has no money now.
I know.
And yeah, how do you get that trip to fucking go there to see him?
I figured his contacts when he was a fucking criminal back in the day, but he is dead broke. Well, he's living off her stolen money.
Okay,
he's living off everything she's stolen. He's like a mooch now. He's a deadbeat.
Yeah, he's living off
another
the
thing. Another thing I want to know.
Gone.
Who's taking over Wayne Industries now?
No, it's
both gone.
Fucking
dead.
It's gone.
It's all.
I think Alfred's
now.
Still a shareholder, but the house is gone. Everything's gone.
No, they let him keep the house.
No,
orphans.
The house is orphaned. Yeah, but still part of
the house is orphanage. Everything else after paying off everything, whatever's left of the actual Wayne family.
Look at that asshole over there.
Whatever.
That's what he does when we're not here.
Whatever was left. Whatever's left of the Wayne fortune all went to Alfred.
So if some asshole kid touches that piano, they're gonna go find that sick of shit. All right, we're done.
Yay. How can you hear that? That means you heard everything.
That means you heard everything.
Well, yeah, I know, huh?
How'd you know I had a mole in there?
I wasn't
some good
attention.
Acting skills there, Mr. Wedge.
No,
you had us
true.
All fooled. We actually thought you weren't listening, but you really were, Mr. Wedge. That was fucking incredible.
You know, when we leave tonight, he's just going to log in like, fucking assholes.
No, seriously.
I ruined the film.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Might as well watch it on bootleg like now.
I was about to say that.
I got good listening.
I'm singing that Chumbawamba song the whole time, trying to drown it out. Which broke up last week, which
down.
You didn't mention.
I did mention
what?
It.
Chumbawamba broke up?
You might have mentioned it in your show.
Really?
On
my show. They were together for 30 years.
I say they just
and one
now
hit.
Broke up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Chumbawamba. I mean, what have they done?
You know, when they heard about that,
in
I got
the last
knocked down.
15 years.
Really?
And I got it up again.
I don't think I've heard them do anything like that in 15, Zing. 20 years.
What's that one song? Who does that one? Da, da, da.
I don't know. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Da, da, da.
You're horrible.
That's how song goes.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
Yeah,
they're never gonna kick me down.
I'm amazed this actually became a one-hit wonder.
It's the 90s, man.
It's still
their
a
other music
ass
is
song.
Weird. Have you heard their other stuff? It's like
this is a great sports song.
It's homo rock. That's what they are. They're
it's
homo
all
rock.
About getting drunk.
I know, but you don't see it as that when you're playing football.
It's about taking a bunch of liquor, you pour it in a plugged-up bathtub, and making a freaking
moonshine?
And then you piss the nut away.
It's a huge bathtub full of
moonshine?
Mixed liquor. No, that's what tub dumping is. It's like all these people show up at a party, you clog the bathtub, and you just pour all
the
your
thing
liquor
is,
in it
the
fill
thing
it
is,
up.
The thing is, no
and
one
you
look,
just walk by and
the thing is, when you play
like
at a sports show,
That's what something.
When you
is.
Play this at an arena, and people listen to the lyrics, they hear this part, and then listen to the rest of it. They're like, "Oh, that's a good sports song." You know, they get knocked down, they come back up, and they fucking whoop ass. But
and after that goes,
yeah, it's a great sports song when you know the team you're watching is drunk as fuck. That's like the hockey song.
Honestly, I think this only works.
Watching this song only works for fucking the beer pong nationals. That's it.
I never thought about
this
that.
This part gets all relaxed. I'm at a coffee house. Tonight again. I'm trying to drink a bunch of coffee. I'm going to piss.
I think this song...
Takes a whiskey drink.
I think this song could have been techno.
It would be better techno.
I think this song could have been techno.
That's how you would perfect
only
it.
If it's remastered with Skrillex.
I think DJ
Skrillex only have one song.
I think DJ Mystic should have done this song.
Like kind of pretty much.
Well, he has perhaps more than that, sir.
I only hear one song from Skrillex.
He has 16 tracks, but they're all just like one song broken up.
Because I've only... everything like, I hear... eventually that one part comes in, I actually know or recognize that, hey, that's Skrillex.
That doom doom.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I assume it's one song or either all his songs exactly the same.
They all sound the same. They all...
you don't like that kind of music.
Because it all sounds the fucking same.
They're all just as lovely as the last.
Yeah, that's very lovely.
Steve likes
so this trend
and
will actually
music.
Fizzle out.
Now I don't like dubstep, but I kind of do like it. It's
there's
weird.
Some,
that's okay.
No, hey, there's some stuff that's not bad.
It's
there's
not
some
bad,
stuff that's
man.
over the top.
Some stuff is actually repetitive. Some
like some of
AWOL
Nation, I'm kind of
no.
Like
I'm not against dubstep.
It's no different than scratching and mixing.
I'm not against dubstep, but there's some things that are over the top, and there's some things that actually work with it.
There's a good scratch these days. It can
name
mix everything. It sounds no different
name
than that. There's different kind of
a good
the Internet Explorer commercial. That's a good song.
Do you want to go to break on this?
You do. Break.
Yeah.
I thought by now we were done.
Nope.
Been almost 2 hours.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. No, we've started
you
later.
You can suck a dick, Steve.
You can't see the
we
fucking time.
We usually only do two breaks.
No, we do that's three.
Sometimes, you know, somebody's got to pay the bills. Wow. Somebody's got to pay the bills.
And we still haven't fucking read that Stitcher crap, too.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Stitcher. Something about it.
Song's ending.
Credits.
All right, carry it out.
We're going to go to break. This has been the Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
I'm going to go pee.
Wedge.
Good intro.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators. They have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
We're like pantomiming like so much. You're doing the show ends.
And we're back. Ripped in half. On the way. I don't know what's
going on. I didn't even know we're back. I didn't have the headphones in. Actually, Gravina did.
I had a brain fart.
Yeah, we're.
Had a brain queef. Can't remember.
That's how your brain's
up. Who the fuck is that? Oh.
That was Mimi Beardsley.
Who?
Mimi Beardsley. She was a intern that was being.
You date her
JFK.
Too? She looked pretty old in those. It was like black and white.
I gotta look for more fucking notes, man.
She was experienced. She taught me things you'd never even imagine.
I seen things, man.
Like hair.
You think someone's gonna sue the theater?
Hair isn't bad.
Probably.
What?
I don't think it's America.
I don't think there's no.
I thought that because like it's America.
Why they're gonna sue the theater?
It's America.
They're gonna sue the theater because they don't have fucking metal detectors.
Exactly. That sounds like a lawsuit in your hand. If you're a fucking ambulance chaser, you got a lawsuit.
I'm gonna
in your
sue
hand.
Him because he punched me in the face and it hurt my fist.
No. Good.
There you go.
We're glad.
If you're gonna go that route, then why don't you just sue?
What do you fucking eat the cigarette or what?
The production company who made the film.
No, you just can't jump into this.
The guy
we don't know who you are right now.
Now they got better lawyers.
I'm
go
Steve.
Small. Go small and get a good settlement.
You're Steve Wedge?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
Steve Wedge.
You guys married
such
now?
A whore,
well, I don't know what you're doing, but you look great.
Is that how you get more airtime than me? Steve Wedge. You're blowing him all the time, getting married to him?
What are you going
to
wedge Steve in? The Grand Canyon?
Any normal sized room will do.
Who's going to read this?
Read what?
We're still in commercial time?
Just one little bit.
We gotta pay for the man.
I never learned how to read, boss.
I didn't do this job to read. I did it to speak.
Do you have hooked on phonics for this?
I took this job to lead, not to read.
Exactly.
Hey, do you have this on audio?
You're supposed to make it.
Can we just do this once and just play it over and over again?
No.
You know what? We should do that. We'll just do several. Cuts.
Hey, how about you read the first line? I'll read the second line. I'll go popcorn, Steve.
Next week we'll actually cut like 4 or 5 episodes for that.
Just read this fucking thing.
Just a stupid thing. Be fine. It's not a stupid
just
thing.
Reading it.
It's not a stupid thing.
He likes it live because of this banter.
Okay, what you don't know, Wedges? My eyes are lazy.
Because we're so hilarious.
And my mouth is lazier.
I got a lazy eye. I can't read it. I'm reading. You can hear it at the same time reading Smart Radio Stitcher.
What?
You can hear Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, phone, Kindle, Fire, and beyond. What the hell's beyond?
Anything new.
Where the mugs are.
The new tech.
Yeah.
The nanotech.
You know, from your bat pod.
Nanotech. That's what we call it, nanotech. On demand and on the go. Stitcher is also social now. You can actually listen to your
social.
Social. It's the social radio now. Now you can actually listen to what your friends are listening to.
It's also social.
So if your friends listen to a show like the Wedge Radio Network or Ripped in Half, preferably,
tag yourself.
When hell freezes over,
you can share it online on the Facebooks. Or the MySpaces.
On the
the Friendsters.
Or the Twit Machine.
Or the Doll Friend Finder.
All from the internet. Or the Google Minus, because no one's there. It's like a tumbleweed.
Or Grindr.
What?
Or meetblackpeople.com.
Let's see who knows what Grindr is.
It's delicious. That's what it is.
The only
it's
one.
Delicious.
You can also RJ Date. Come on.
And my cousin.
Christian Friend Finder.
AsianAvenue.com.
AsianAvenue.com?
Yes.
Lonely.
ChristianMingle.com.
Yes. LonelyMoms.com.
MilfSpink.com.
RapeFantasy.com.
Ashley Madison.
And Yahoo.
AOL chat. That still exists.
Does it really? I tried finding it one day. Couldn't find it.
AOL still exists for some reason.
That's weird.
Finish.
Net zero. Anyways.
Juno.
Either way, you can find Stitcher
Friendster.
Radio on those, on demand, on the go.
Oh, that's
don't cool. Have Stitcher, download it free today, Stitcher.com, or in the App Store, Stitcher Smart Radio, smarter way to listen to radio.
And why don't you mention the Nook?
/ podcast.
Such a great.
No, I still use it. I love that. Actually, because I don't like downloading some shows. I don't want to have to take up memory.
Use what?
I had that problem this week. Like, I had a bunch of like backlogs. I couldn't download some certain shows. So I was like,
I mean, there's some shows. It only goes so far, but like usually I'm only that far behind seeing shows. But
excuse me.
Really, dude?
Jason, that just shows.
We're in the middle of a fucking ad.
That shows
this guy pays the bills. Mr. Stitcher.
That shows how much of a company man you are, because I've noticed every time we've done this commercial, as soon as the last word's read, you always follow with, and I do love this app.
I do.
All the time.
No, because it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
I would fuck this app if it had a hole.
I would. I'd put a.
And then I'd be late. The first time I got late in 3 years.
He came across this app by accident.
Well, what's cool
saw,
is like,
he saw Stitcher and thought it was a weird porn thing.
What's cool is like if you register and you're brand new, you can put in like a Wedge Radio as a promo code, and you could possibly win some money.
Woo. Possibly
money. You have
job.
Money?
Possibly win some money.
Why don't you start paying us?
I'm not paying for that. They're paying for that.
Oh, okay.
What a sponsor's
like, you have
for,
money
God
to give away, Mr. Witch. How about you start throwing something this way? You know,
I thought
sanitary and cheap.
I thought.
Oh, please. The only reason why we're on this network is because we're not being paid. If we got paid, we'd be fired.
I thought Stitcher was a website for a tailor.
I always assume we showed up every day.
I thought I'd get my fucking pants hemmed in
like,
Stitcher.
Like, you know, we'll show up. We have nothing else to do. And we have a show anyway, so I might as well just throw them in the
fucking
network. You
still only pay us Mexican rates.
3 pesos a day.
I hit you with a bacon exchange.
And a Mr. Pib.
Which will buy you everything.
Señor Pib. I love when I went into Texas, I found Mr. Pib in a bottle.
Mr. Pib in a bottle.
Because I only found it in drinking, like in fountain drinks. That's the only place.
Oh, drinking fountain,
California.
The drinking fountain sounds tastes like Mr. Pib.
Actually, that's the worst park I've ever been to.
In Mexican,
and this one tastes like Pib Extra.
Actually, in Mexican neighborhoods, all the drinking fountains are soda. You go to the poor neighborhood, downtown San Bernardino. Yeah, that's all it is.
You know, speaking of which, Pib, I was surprised when I went to
Black neighborhood's a great drink.
When I went to the IMAX theater, they don't have Dr. Pepper, they have Pib.
That's awesome.
I was surprised by that.
You know what's weird?
Yeah.
Steve had his first experience at IMAX Theater.
I think Dr. Pepper owns Mr. Pib, too.
No, they're not. They made it because it's a posing company.
No, there's one company out there that owns their competition. I forgot what it was.
All that is shit compared to Dr. Thunder.
Fuck Dr. Thunder.
Subway Select.
Fuck your ass.
Over sugar, over caffeine, it tastes like shit.
Stupid ass shit.
You taste like shit.
Mountain Thunder. No, that's a different story.
Yellow Mellow.
Hold on. My favorite is Orange. Grape.
Great drink.
His name is all Grape, Orange. No fancy names.
My soda comes out of a gallon jug, like a milk bottle.
I have to make my own soda.
You can do that.
Well, they have those, you can buy one of those soda fountains now.
Yeah, that one's weird. You see the ones that make you can make beer? It's like a barrel.
Yeah, like
Mr.
Beer or something like that.
Shit like that. But that's online. If you go online, you can have different kind of flavors to add to it to make your own special.
Did you have your grow your own beer?
I'm intrigued.
You just growl like you're hungry. That's weird. Okay, Scooby. Don't worry about it.
I can't hold it.
Zoink, Scoob. Tell Scoob we can make our own beer. It's okay.
Beer, Reggie.
They don't drink beer. They just smoke weed all day. You close the door. It's amazing.
So, what else we got today?
Well, we did jump into Captain America. We didn't talk too much about it.
Okay, there's
America,
a. Well, real quick, there's a guy who's selling his Dark Knight Rises ticket from the first showing on eBay for $10,000.
Was he there? At that theater? Because I would.
I'm trying to see where. No, it's
is
like,
there blood on it? If there's blood on it, I still would buy it.
It is. Then it's more worth, dude. Yeah.
Blood.
No, this is in Tennessee.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Screw this guy.
It has the blood from the chick who died in front of me, who I pickpocketed.
Why are you on eBay looking up old tickets for The Dark Knight Rises?
No, it was on Reddit.
Are you making
Reddit.
A scrapbook?
Yes.
It's on Reddit. You don't know what Reddit is.
No,
I don't. Yeah, I know. You should look on it. You'll like it.
So I've been told.
Yeah.
Anyways, Captain America, Black Falcon.
The Winter Soldier. That's what we call a new one.
Yeah, Black Falcon's in it.
Bucky is the sidekick. He's called the Winter
Wait,
Soldier.
Black Falcon. They're gonna put Black Falcon in the
Bucky
movie.
Is sidekick.
Wait, Bucky died in the first one.
Bucky Lasik.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna put Black Falcon in a movie.
You mean Bucky Larson.
Yeah, Black Falcon.
No, I'm thinking. I was saying the skater.
Porn star Bucky Larson.
Yeah, Black Falcon's in.
What a useless character.
No, he's in the new one.
Bucky, his sidekick, died and became the Winter Soldier. Like when the explosion happened.
Dun, dun, dun.
Captain America blew into the ice and got frozen for years.
Ew.
Bucky got saved.
Okay.
Cryogenically.
Only brought out to kill people. In the movie.
In the comic.
Bucky got blown out of a train and died.
Well, that's sad, huh? So, this guy.
That's sad.
In fact, the new Captain America takes place in modern times.
Who follows those movies anyways?
See, he died back in the day.
Which is funny because he was also a fill-in for Captain America after Cap got frozen.
And he was a rapist, too.
Oh, Cap.
No, he became assassin after Cap got frozen.
He was also a second Captain America.
There's all kinds of weird things now.
I know. All I know is...
What earth are we on in these
In the movies, Bucky got blown out of a train.
In the comic, a plane.
Yeah. Now...
It's good that these rhymes make it connect.
Yeah, huh. The new movie is supposed to take place in modern
times. Maybe he died in an automobile.
They have the Black Falcon.
Such a useless character.
Could I say
who remembers the Black Falcon?
I do, but that's mainly due to the Robot Chicken.
Nerd credit.
Oh, that World episode. No, the Black Falcon, yo.
Actually, that's like the only show that really refers to him as the Black Falcon. He was always just called the Falcon.
Falcon. Yes.
I forget the sub name of the new Thor film coming out, too.
But it's a dumb name.
It is.
It's like...
Thor.
Loki's not the villain.
Thor.
At least Iron Man.
He's in jail. Thor. I think Loki will still make a reference. You know, you don't see any guys dressed as Loki at Comic-Con.
It's
all chicks.
What's weird is what they did is that they... Like, lately I've noticed that they don't want to say, like, the sequel. Like, they don't want to say 2. They want to take that out and just put, like, a subtitle. It's the same name, but with a subtitle.
Depends on the film. Movie.
Thoring.
At least Iron Man is Thoring called again. Iron Man 3.
This is...
Yeah. No, but they're like Thor. This is Thor the Dark World.
Thor.
That's what it is. Dark World. Yeah. The internet helped you. Fuck you.
Aside from
that, memories.
I said I'm going to look
cheater.
It up.
They have
phony. You're a phony.
The hat comes right off.
aside from that, they have the Panther coming out, Ant-Man, and Guardians.
They're doing the Panther.
Why do Panther?
Are they doing the Panther?
That's bullshit.
Are they seriously doing the Panther?
Yeah, they're doing.
It's not going
to
do well.
They're doing to the new Avengers.
This is not going
to
do well because no one remembers the Panther.
More people remember the Panther than Ant-Man. Most people know Ant-Man as Giant Man.
I remember Peter Sellers.
I remember the Pink Panther.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're thinking the movie, not the cartoon.
I'm thinking the movie.
Remember Pink Panties?
See, I knew you.
There's two.
Dick. I ended that there. It's like I'm not that
He showed you.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, fuck all of
you. It's okay, Mitch.
Yeah, we'll see how they do.
Patent back right here. I don't know.
I forgot what I was going to say, too, because fucking Pink Panther.
Thanks a lot, Wedge.
There you go, you pink dick.
It's a lipstick coming out.
It does get reddish at times.
It's because you rub it off too
much.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to think, too.
The rub it on thing.
Either you or Roach.
All over the studio.
I don't really got anything else after that.
As he does it, he sits there and goes, Dinny, Dinny,
Dinny, Dinny, Dinny, Dinny, Dinny. You guys remember that? He only lasted after that song.
Dinny, done.
It's like not even the whole song.
I didn't even get to touch it.
Who knows the reference to the songs? Like, you know, you can get it halfway through.
Because everyone's listening is 15.
How old are you?
They're like, oh, that's that Steve Martin movie.
Fuck you.
I didn't even know a reference for that movie. That's really sucks. I recognize the scene. There's a scene that was in the theater, but I can't remember it. So, fuck that. That's done. Oh yeah, the Phelps thing. I forgot to talk about it. When you talk about the Phelps thing, they had pro shedders there at Comic Con.
Pro shedders?
The what?
Pro shedders.
Pro shedders. They shitted everywhere.
They got paid for it. They had pro bruschettas. You know, the little.
No, you told us. And they were talking about how happy they were about the shooter.
No. That's a different thing. That's actually the Phelps family.
That's in the past.
At Comic-Con, they're telling, like, things that God loves yous and shit like that. And there's a guy with a microphone.
Wait, the Phelps were?
It's not the Phelps. It was just people there protesting about God.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Not so, protesting. It's
okay.
Not it's
okay.
Protesting.
So
there's people at Comic-Con in cosplay as the Phelps.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they all cosplay as Jesus.
And they had, like, speakers, like, microphones, hooked up the speakers. And they're talking about, they're just reading out the Bible. And you go to the other side of the street, they're fucking just, like, telling people, like, just reading off the Bible and telling them how God loves you and shit like that.
You know what funny as hell?
As a fictional book full of childhood stories, I guess the Bible does fit perfectly.
Hold on.
It wasn't bad, though, in the sense of, like, the way the Phelps
hold
are.
Hold on. You know what would be great? You know what would be great? Is, like, they're reading on the Bible, right? They have the Bible in their hand. You read the Bible. You go around. You go by. Slap the fucking Bible in the hand now. Now tell me about God.
No, I gotta get. What they gave me was a get
only
out
if you're dressed as a lobster like Jesus.
Now tell me about God. I need
my
book. Did
God make that book fall on the ground?
I need my book back.
No, you got to get a hell free card from Adam.
Get a hell
monkeys
free
card. In the middle, cool monkeys pamphlets.
In the middle.
He's like tossing it away, trying to keep away. Playing keep away with them.
With the Bible.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Where's your God now, bitch?
No, but they have. By the next day, people already had. Different people already had signs up to protest. The thing is, they're not like the Felsen. They're not saying like God hates fags. They're not saying anything really offensive and being dicks about.
But they had people.
They're just
there
saying
protesting
stuff like
them.
They're just saying like God loves you or like look for God. Which, but then people start getting really weird, thinking like Phelps mode. So like people start getting really offensive towards them. And the cool is like,
it's not even that.
They're
that
making
has nothing to do.
It
with
had
Comic-Con.
Yellow signs and shit like that. Yeah, it didn't have anything with Comic Con.
That's actually the signs.
Yeah.
If anything, that would kind of offend me because it's like the whole oh,
so if you don't need that there.
I'm anti God.
But what were they offended by at Comic Con?
They're not. That's all. Their signs said stuff like only Jesus can save. The kingdom of heaven is near. They're not being like offensive. Like where you know God
in
expects,
a way, no, in
like
a
that.
Way they are though because
no,
they're trying to tell you
they're just
oh these
the
characters you idol they take you away from God. Fuck
no,
these things. You need to come to God. That's what it says to me.
They're not saying anything really like
I don't want God to come inside of me.
They're not.
I'm sorry. I don't need God at my Comic Con. He can go back to your damn church.
But here's what
I will see him
say.
On Sunday.
See, these are the things that make me sad because I have great
right?
things
you
to say
signs?
About him.
The yellow signs?
Yes.
The protesters said. Yellow signs make God angry. You won't want to make God angry.
Tell me those signs. That sign was in green.
They're set. No, they just made God bird signs. Like these were, but the coolest one. I took a picture. Fuck your God. Believe in yourself. But like it is kind of fucked up because like they're not really like being like the Phelps people. So like they're just saying like love God.
Okay, but they're still in a wrong dicks. Place where they shouldn't be promoting
religion.
But
this little
religion.
Cute girl is the funniest one. She says, "Say yes to necrophilia."
I saw that picture.
Let me see.
And I took the picture of her, and she said, "Like dead girls need loving too."
I saw that picture.
And I saw that picture. It was like, one, you didn't realize how long necrophilia word is because her sign gets all really weird and tiny. The letters get tiny towards the end. And you also don't realize. I got to find my fucking Facebook. Like, we need
dead girls don't say no.
Did you tell her to give your number when she turns 18?
I know.
Let me see that picture again.
What? Oh, yeah. Send it to Mr. Wedge.
Wedge gets nothing.
And the funny thing is, I bet you she's a twihard.
Ah.
She's all cutting herself there. She's like, I'm just making these signs.
She was Team Edward.
No, what a bitch. She puts her Instagram on the sign. She put her name on there. That's horrible.
Oh, yeah. She's totally Team Edward.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. Like, no, cause she's fucking dumb and 16, doesn't know nothing about the world, and just started to fucking.
Did you ask her age? Just in case.
Oh,
no,
come
did,
on.
You did just in case,
no,
huh?
No, he walks up ASL.
Okay, did you actually take that picture yourself, or did you steal that off another?
No, I took the picture. It's on my Instagram. I put it up next.
Why did you take a picture with her?
Yeah.
You should have.
You should have, like, done
then
it.
It's
like,
creepy. Then it's all creepy.
No, you have to be climbing on top of her, and she has to be playing dead.
Yeah. I think it'd be weird when I whip my dick out in front of the village people.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
What I put up? Okay, my kind of gal. That's what I tagged her as. What I put on Instagram, I put my kind of gal. Can't rape the willing. Hashtag sweet tea.
Oh, man.
Again, dead girls don't say no.
Yeah.
You go.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I got a great idea. How about all four of us?
Go rape this chick.
Yes. No. Yeah. All four of us go to market night one night. With the you know the God people, let's see how long it takes for us to make them uncomfortable.
Okay, what are you talking about, God night or
the people that night the people like God people? People go there and fucking yell God to you and this and that.
Where?
Man,
what?
Market night. There's
you never
people.
Been to market night before. Or what?
People. I haven't been to market night in 10 years.
Oh
okay,
man,
there are people all over there. It's like selling God.
I thought you just sold food and shoes and shit.
Thank God.
I walked down
and
there one day.
Strawberry jam.
I walked really down there good. One day and I walked back. I'm like, this place is definitely not for me because there's nothing interesting.
It's yeah. Traffic is diverted for this bullshit.
But I think that'd be a great topic for us if we go there and see how uncomfortable we can make those God people.
We should go there and pretend
to be
zombies.
Make me uncomfortable.
Why?
I'd be there 5 seconds, like, I'm going to the bar, the nearest bar, which would be easy.
Yeah.
Which would be the bar you get shot at.
I walked through it once, just like, I'm done with this. I saw a bunch of stupid shit. Give me a beer. Exactly. And a pizza.
No, but you're talking about actually like going and just fucking with them, trying
fucking
to make
with them
as comfortable as possible, and then bring it back to the show.
Ask them questions that we ask on the show. Record, yes.
Record I want my balls out.
How, yeah. How the hell did you guys not get that from one of
I'm going to dip
I
my
I really I got it.
So I thought
without whipping balls, without whipping balls, out just talking to them, letting them spout the shit,
asking them questions that they can't answer.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the
woods, why did God not mention the kangaroos?
They answered that. You know that, right? Even though there's no mention of the kangaroos.
If Moses took
could be
two of every
sure.
animal.
It's funny because Jim Jeffries says, "You know what's interesting is the Bible seems to be written in a guy that has that everything around a guy in a 5 mile radius." That's what.
Okay, one thing I don't get about the whole Noah thing.
That is true though. People only live their lives that way because it's dark and it's far.
This is what I don't get: the whole Noah thing. Okay,
you're left in the dark, you're gonna die.
Noah's job was to take two of every animal because the
within
flood was coming.
Within his 5 mile radius.
Yeah, where were the mermaids at?
A flood was coming.
Fuck your mermaids at.
No, a flood was coming. He was tasked to take two of every single animal. Was it really important for him to collect two of every fish?
No.
Two of every. I want to know.
It's
hey,
the truth, though.
Hold on. I want to know.
Two of every animal.
I want to know what he considered an animal. I'll just.
Does he really have to get two of every birds? Especially seabirds.
They can fly. They can survive.
And they can float on the water.
And did you watch those cartoons? They came to him.
I think. I got my ticket right here. First class, Mr. Noah.
Yeah. And some asshole shoots him up.
Now, Mr. Lion, you stay away from Mrs. Gazelle. How the fuck did he feed these things on a 40-day voyage? You've got lions that have to eat at least, what, twice their mass in meat? Gazelles who have to eat at least 150 pounds of savanna grassland per day. And he kept them boarded up in a shit-filled
was
boat
the Noah
for 40
built,
days.
Was Noah's Ark built better than the Titanic? Apparently not.
I don't know.
And did he take precautions? Did he actually have enough dinghies for every animal?
He's a giraffe just sitting on the dinghy. He's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm glad I'm safe.
Women and penguins first!
Hold on, hey, we're Tasmanian devils allowed on this ship.
Yeah. See, that would be the best Looney Tunes episode because you can have everyone on there.
They hold the Tasmanian devil on there. They're like, hold on, you son of a bitch. We know where you're from.
It's like, was it really important to bring crocodiles onto this thing? Really?
No. I suppose not.
The question I want to ask is why wasn't Noah murdered by animals on this ship?
That's why there's.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure a panther can jump over where the fuck gate he had.
This is a huge, massive wooden construct.
And technically, it should have
where
been
did he put the captain's quarters?
Depends what Bible you fucking follow. This should be
hold on. Okay, how many days? How many days was he on?
40.
40
days. 40 nights.
Wouldn't that wood
like
just
a Gary
fucking
Larson type picture, like
warp
the
and rot
the dinosaurs
in the water?
Like the other animals?
What kind of? I want to. You know, the question I want to ask is what kind of wood did he use? That's very important in building a fucking boat.
It was the same wood that they used for the cross.
Now, it held up well.
Now, I will say this in order to answer your question. When it came to a lot of boat building back then, they didn't have to use treated wood because as the wood swelled from the water, that actually caused
it kept it
from leaking. It would swell and just force it together almost like a bond thing.
And then barnacles grow.
What do you bond it with?
You didn't have to.
Adhesive tape.
Once the wood swells, it keeps
wood glue.
But it wasn't in the water the whole time. It just recently hit a fucking rush of water.
No, I know. But it's still going to
he
swell.
He had tens
first.
Of weeks to build it. I mean, he was
what
one
I
man.
What I
want to
know, okay, here's what I don't get. Okay.
I would be more afraid that God's talking to me. I'm going insane.
Do you think elephants aren't good architects?
I know.
One man?
A big ark made out of wood.
One man.
With two of every animal across the world. And let's face it, there's a shitload of animals. How the fuck did this thing not sink? I don't get that.
They had a way of time.
It's a gigantic mass for that.
You know how gigantic that has to be? And then, which means that's a bitch to
steer. How do you balance it out? How do you balance it?
If you go to America, which hasn't been discovered yet.
But he didn't have a crew that big. He had a crew of five. He had his wife, his sons, and their wives.
No, but there was not. Okay, first of all,
there was five people.
But the okay,
these fucking animals.
They said that the first five pages of the Bible. Yes, I have.
Where were the kangaroos?
No, they said that the it was a flood that engulfed the entire world. So he's not going to hit anything. I mean, the thing's just floating. What kind of crew do you need?
No,
to do?
No,
what do you need
that's
to do?
Bullshit. You're going to say there's no mountains.
If it is encompassing
yes.
the entire
he's gonna
world,
he's going to get in some kind of low air.
How the hell are you going to kill everything by water? God created more water, then he took it away.
That's why
stupid.
There's stuff in the ocean we don't.
Wait,
know
did
yet.
He have sea animals in there?
Yeah, sea anemones, I'm sure.
Okay, but you also realize
that's
how
he stepped on
impossible that is. Because there's only so much water in the world. And
you're
now,
talking logic with Christianity. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So for this 40... hold on.
How wrong it is.
Hold on.
There is an atheist
for this
podcast.
45 days, the animals had a peace treaty that they signed.
Penn and Teller Sunday School.
What fuck did they eat?
They're carnivores. What the fuck? I mean, they had to have some kind of meat to eat to survive.
That means they had to have more than
the lions didn't eat fucking hay.
In 40 days, the plants would, you know, like the plants would die
in
the water.
They won't die.
Yeah, so how are the plants still there?
No,
because
you watch the documentary. Some of those animals go for a while without eating.
Okay, but.
Yeah, but when you don't have to?
A week. No, those animals. General animals go a week without eating.
Yeah, your standard herbivore.
A week or two.
Like a gazelle has to eat how many pounds of savannah grassland per day to survive?
16.
Not to mention, a lion has to eat how much of its own body mass in meat?
Oh, not even a hippo. I'm thinking of a hippo.
Now, what the fuck you do with koalas? They only eat one type of food. Did he just have this mass stock of eucalyptus?
Well, somebody think about the kangaroos.
It didn't happen!
Every animal he could find
prove
in a
it.
Week, and he
I
gave
can.
Up.
Oh, you want me to...
Hey, you know what?
No,
you know,
we don't care
hold
if you
on,
prove
hold
it.
On.
You just
hey, do you believe
did.
It? Do
no,
you,
no, we,
hold
no,
on.
I can't prove it.
I don't
hold
care
on.
If
do,
you do.
Do Christians believe in frogs? Because they evolve.
I mean, believe?
There's
like
a toe.
They, like I've seen a frog.
There's a
so
tadpole, and it evolves the legs.
Yeah. Egg, tadpole.
Tadpole.
Yeah.
They believe in frogs? Because they're a big part
of
evolution.
Are you trying to say that I've evolved
they evolve.
From a frog? Fuck all right, that.
All right, Pokemon lover.
Okay,
I got
I
some
it.
Rare candy.
That took that took a couple minutes for me to actually think what you're talking about. But
no, okay. The reason why the Bible thinks that the world is only a couple thousand years old is because there is no reason for them to think that there is anything past that. Because
hold
that's
on.
When agriculture started, and that's when civilization
the
started.
The best
because before that there were just hunter
and
gatherers.
When we started keeping records.
Hold
things?
On. The best thing.
Part, yes.
Hold on. The best thing is Jim Jeffries
no,
said.
No.
Oh, that. We didn't start keeping records.
That's not
even
where those
then.
People came from.
Hold on.
Most of the stories in the Bible, long before we started keeping records, were passed word of mouth.
The best thing that Jim Jeffrey mentioned was, why the fuck did God not tell them the world was round?
Because it's not.
So part of that, the sun does not revolve around the earth.
Doesn't?
No. Oh,
dumbass.
All of a sudden, you gotta listen.
Everything revolves around us. You know that, right?
Well, around
that's a
me
fact,
for
right?
the most part.
That's a fact.
Hold on, watch. I throw my
phone
around.
That's just narcissism,
like,
though.
If I throw my phone around,
there's
Steve,
only like
go.
Three planets. I mean, we're trying to hold it.
Damn,
actually, all this
mode.
Stuff is nailed down to keep from Steve.
Now, I don't know if you guys are kind
that's
of just
the,
stretching
the stretch.
That's how Steve
commits petty theft.
I know you guys are just stretching the stretch, but you know, whenever you want to finish this, you can because you're past 2 hours.
Oh. We'll go and finish it. No, we were stretching the stretch. It actually became us.
No,
I know.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I'm
I
liking
we
this
were.
Conversation.
Hold I think
on.
We were.
Hold on. Let me stretch my stretch.
Maybe we'll save this for another topic, another day. I doubt it.
Just finish it now. You got 10 minutes.
I'm
oh,
done.
Really?
Awesome. Oh, we kind of made our point. It's fake. It's Betty yeah. by stories.
Once again, in religion, we're drawing straws here. We're like scraping the shit. We're like, oh my God.
Talking
what
about
else
what
we
talk don't
about?
Know.
God is yeah. Mother Goose.
Okay, how about next week we get a religious person?
I thought
in
he
here.
Was Winnie the Pooh.
How about next week we get a religious person in here and we'll talk with them?
We'll put Parrish in here?
Wait, you want to go and kidnap somebody from Market Night?
No, I'm pretty sure they'll come with us. No, we can't do
oh,
that to Parrish.
Oh, that'd be so evil.
Can't
well,
do that
to
Parrish.
That and. No, actually, with Parrish really couldn't.
Parrish is a really nice guy, but he is religious.
You need to find
no,
someone who knows his shit,
but
though.
When it comes to
he
the argument,
push it on people.
We got to find someone that's crazy about religion.
I know
he
no,
could not hold his own against.
With
us.
Between all of us, he would actually probably like.
No, but okay.
Has.
The thing I think he
we
mostly just, I think
guy.
He mostly just follows it. We have someone that knows the fucking Bible,
yeah,
the
you
book,
need to have
someone that can answer the questions when we fucking dish it out at them.
Yeah, if we get the Parrish, he would just.
All right, Eric. There's your homework for the night. Go to Mark and I with Wedge. Find somebody and bring them back for the show.
Doesn't mean they know the shit.
No, go.
go find him. To
hey, how about we invite a priest?
I was gonna say, call a priest.
You were getting nice.
Call in.
I'll be gone right, too.
Hold on. Do we want a Catholic or Christian?
Want a Protestant?
I think
Presbyterian.
Pastor. Like
I think
a Christian.
Need,
would
I think
be
we need to have a well-rounded.
I think we need to have. I think we need to have a Christian, and then a Muslim.
I don't feel like going kaboom.
let's have them call in because I don't want them to know where I live.
Yeah. Once you offend them, yeah, you're right.
Do they believe in phones?
You want to get a temporary phone call?
Call in at 1-800.
We'll figure something out. You know what? We will eventually come back to this topic.
Just things petered out.
This has been Ripped in Half.
On the Wedge Radio
it
Network.
It did kind of peter out, in my opinion.
I'm Steve.
One, my bad.
You know, you've had a lot of technical difficulties today.
I know.
Anyways, Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Follow us on
Twitter. There wasn't enough ice cubes either.
There follow wasn't. Us on Twitter.
There's a half bucket. Follow us on Twitter at Ripped in Half and also at Hey Jay, Guess What? Friend us on Facebook.
And find all the rest of my Comic-Con pictures at Ripped in Half on Instagram.
There you go.
And follow me on something that I'll make fucking probably eventually.
Send us your opinions, your hate mail, and your hate mail at RippedInHalfPodcast@gmail.com. Again, Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.